Blog Talk Radio. know we on that.
Boy, like this, looking like a movie.
You know, we on that.
And everybody know who the truth be.
You know, we on that.
I know, cause I'm blowing on that movie.
Hello, good morning, how you doing with the movie? Welcome to the future, I'm the captain of the cool kid. The revolution's never been televised. Great booty, better thighs, I ain't wanna tell her bye. First I tell her hi, then I give her one and let her fly. Never tell a lie, tonight you couldn't find a better guy. King shit, fly to anyone you've been seen with. Gangsta the same, push cool as a penguin. Got a team of a money filled through the thing with. She find way to fly away at my convenience. You sing till checking in a five-star suite. Come on. With some five-star freaks, getting high all week. Catch me in the week, I was up the neck with y'all sleep. In a fast car, super bad boss, backseat. That's me, feeling nothing nice, fuck a couple nights. Cause the moon take a bite in the sun, greeting us like
hello, good morning.
Let's go.
Hello, good morning. Hello, good evening. You go, you been in. Cause you know that you really need it.
Wake
up and turn the lights on.
On the bar, that's
the
already, honey. So I hope you girls keep it up and be really nasty the way y'all being nasty, honey. And I am back here to recap the Milan takeover. Or should I say the takedown, honey? Because the girls was taken down this weekend, honey. But I had a blast this weekend, honey, at the Milan party, honey, at Bar 13, honey. It was everything, honey. I was upstairs in the VIP party, honey. It was everything. Oh, I want to thank all you girls for saying I look amazing at the function. I do try. How you doing, honey? Switchboard, is this the energy that you wanted? Because I told you, I was coming up here tonight, and I had so much motherfucking energy. Oh, it's shade on me, Switchboard. It is shade, honey. It is shade. It is really shade, honey. But I'm not going to waste no time. I know Switch. Oh, I know my girlfriend, my sister, Miss Jennifer, said she was going to be calling in. Switchboard, do you see her number? But before we go to, before we find her number, can you bring my Butch Queen co-host on, honey? My godson, Jaquan. Jaquan.
Hey, what's up, Kelly?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great, honey. Sitting up here winning the girls' coins, honey, playing spades and doing the show, honey. And in the chat room with me and I'm ass.
You on that Ubu and time chat.
I didn't say that to the icon in the chat room. I didn't say that. Did you say that? I didn't start my recap yet. You don't know what I'm going to say, honey. I hope you girls out there. You know what, Jaquan, before I start my recap, you know what kills me before I start my recap?
What?
When, you know, because I came into the ball missing. A lot of the girls didn't know that I was at the ball because, you know, I came in and I went straight to the table and I sat at the table all night long. And so a lot of the girls didn't know I was at the ball. But what kills me is when the ball is over, Miss Day, and I'm walking back to my room, Miss Day, and so many girls is saying, oh, Miss Kelly, I can't wait till the show on Monday, Miss Day. I'm going to call in and I'm going to read the fuck out of this ball. This ball was this and this ball was that and this ball was this and that was that. And then Monday come around, Miss Day, and nobody calls in. And no one says any motherfucking thing about the ball at all, bitch. So you know what I'm going to do?
What
I'm going to do is I'm going to take, and all you girls that's out there on the phone lines, before I start my recap of the weekend, I'm not going to start my recap until I'm ready to start my recap. I want the girls out there on the phone lines, that everybody that says they're going to call in and they this and they're going to say
and
this
read.
And they're going to say that. I want you bitches to motherfucking get up here on this phone line and I want y'all to press 1 and I want to hear y'all recap of the motherfucking weekend and then I'll decide when I'm going to do my portion of my recap of the motherfucking weekend because y'all not going to always pick the target on my motherfucking back because you motherfucking bitches ain't got no motherfucking balls to stand up for your motherfucking self. So y'all want a bitch like me to do it because y'all know a bitch ain't gonna say a motherfucking thing to me. So all you pussy ass bitches out there, Miss Day, that's on the phone line that had so much to say when the ball was over, Miss Day, y'all bitches get up here and y'all say what y'all gotta motherfucking say. So at this time, Switchboard, if you see Jennifer on the line, you can bring her on.
You didn't think that I was on the line. You want to get up here and go right off on you, right?
I'm gonna say, I didn't know you was
no,
on the
you
line.
Didn't think
like,
that I was
I
on
told
the line.
You
didn't
I
say
told...
it at all. You're going to stop or you're going to gag. Hi, America.
Miss
hi, Captain. Hi, Jaquan.
I didn't know you was on the line. Switchboard.
What did you say to me last night, faggot?
I said for you to call in at 11:50.
I was here before all of y'all. Ask Switchboard. Ask
that was the number 267997. That's your
what
number,
that?
Nicole? That's
no.
your number?
Mm-hmm. Baby, I was waiting for you, honey.
Whatever. Oh, we've been. Now we can bring on Jennifer and anybody else like Jaquan should have been. Miss Kelly better get it together before she gets lit.
They said, I thought you wasn't coming on. I asked Switchboard that they, what the call?
Ebony. Miss Ebony,
hold on.
Tell her.
Hold on. I am Switchboard and send Switchboard Jennifer down body because we got to make it hot
tonight.
Oh,
tell her it's. Oh. Wait a minute. She always got to be feeling it, talking about something, everything. And she going to get it, honey.
Honey.
Queen, we're coming out with her nose, feeling it.
You know, I had to. I came out and say, well, I came out to walk, Miss Angbach. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to, honey.
Mm.
What? The fuck? Honey, hold on, honey. Yes, we gonna get this shit coming. What y'all get?
Yeah, unless y'all
want to
just give it out.
Right. Oh, they wanted to munch you,
Jaquan? Oh, honey. Bitch, that's what we're going to do. Well, I don't know. I guess, did you send a number over to some switchboard?
Yes, I did.
Honey.
Hello?
Yes.
I'm back.
Okay, hold on.
So what you
yeah,
doing
we advertising
there?
Her. We're looking for her, but she's not there yet. Hold on, Brick.
What you do besides the ball?
Baby, I had fun, baby, this weekend. I had a blast, honey. I came out. I went to Esquilitas on Thursday, honey, and I went and I had so much fun at Esquilitas on Thursday. I went to see, I went to the Milan party on Friday, honey, at Bar 13. It was fabulous, fabulous VIP section, honey, VIP pass, red carpet outside. It was very fabulous. I had fun. I went to the ball mistake. I sat down at the table, and I waited for my category to come. And that's what I did. And then I left and I went to the Rumble on Sunday and I commentated and, you know, did a little something, something at the Rumble and saying that was it. But besides all the good, that was the good. The bad and the ugly, bitch is going to have to call it first before I start my bad and ugly. Honey.
What about the meeting?
The meeting? What about the meeting?
Didn't you go?
Yeah, I went.
You going to talk about it too?
I got there late.
Late, my
yeah, I got there late. Yeah, I got there late, honey. The girls went in on me.
She said
they went in on you.
Yes, they went in. Not the girls like that. Yes, honey.
She'll be in the second, Miss Fang.
Oh, okay. Yes, honey. But it was cute. So, Nicole, how was your weekend?
I had a, from Splash, this New York had a long weekend, girl. It was Splash Wednesday, then it was Thursday, was the boys got back to Espelita's, then it was the Milan party, and then it was the Milan ball. I went to Splash, I went to the Milan party, and then I went to Espelita's Sunday. So I missed 2 days because those...
You going to keep checking your head?
No, I'm counting books.
The Milan party was everything. It haven't been to a party like that. It was so everything that it was okay for me to stay home and didn't go to the ball. And then what I've heard about it, but if you think about what the way the situation is, it pretty much was going to be like it was. I figured it was going to be really extremely crowded there, and I figured that a lot of people would come, but I didn't think there was going to be like, oh, any show-stopping things, because that party took the cake, bitch. That party was everything. Eric Tashawn, Amaya, y'all did a wonderful job. All those Milans was up in there from a court. I seen it was so nice. That was the hottest thing to me. I'm not sure what happened at the ball, but what I heard, and it wasn't a lot of good things about people or the ball.
Well, while we wait for Miss Jennifer to get up here on this line, all you girls is out there on the phone lines, honey, feel free to definitely at this time to definitely press one, honey, and come up here, honey, and let me know what it is, honey. Let me know what the email is. Honey.
New York was a big old scandal. But no one is, Esther, you're right, Kelly. Don't speak, bitch. Everybody wants everybody to do their work because everybody's scared to say what they want to say. If you have something that you would like to address, whether it be me, the situation, or anything, you should address it. Don't wait till someone else spark it so that you can thread in on it. No. Say it.
No, they're not going to say it. You know,
no, then you're right. They be like, oh, I'm going to read this. I can't comment. I got so many calls about people's opinions, but then they have to sit on the show and act like you the one that's saying everything. I wouldn't say a fucking thing.
Oh, no, I'm going to give my report, but I'm going to give it when I'm ready to give it, not when they're ready for me to give it, Miss A, because I just be gagging at the girls, Miss A.
Jaquan,
I didn't
get to see you. You just was at the ball?
No, Jaquan wasn't here at all.
I wasn't wasting my money this weekend.
So why they in the room talking about you cute, you didn't let them munch or something? Why? What was that then?
Ooh. I don't know. Oh, okay. I'm taken.
Oh.
Oh no, honey. Oh.
I don't know what that's all about. But no, I didn't do that. I spent time with my family. My mom got me. My mother Jasmine got me the new iPod, so I've been playing with that all weekend.
Oh,
what do
giving,
I
have? She's giving out gifts. You see the girl? She's giving out gifts.
She only gets. She did. She got me the iPod, the 64 gig.
Kelly, look at
me. I mean
y'all.
The iPad.
Kelly, look at Yahoo.
Look at Yahoo. I'm looking at Yahoo. I got nothing.
What's going on behind Yahoo? I didn't get the instant message.
I ain't get nothing on Yahoo, honey.
Fly.
I didn't get nothing on Yahoo, honey.
You gotta get one though, Kelly.
But wait, we got a caller 678-595. You're on the air.
Miss Peggy, open it up. Come on, Bonnie.
678-595. You're on the air. Kelly, maybe they can hear you.
Hello.
Yes, 678-595. You're on the air. All right, Ebony, you can get rid of them. They don't want to talk. 215-298. You're on the air with the recap show.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. Hi, I just had a ball with your girls at the party.
Princess.
Oh, baby, yes. Your phone is echoing, baby. You gotta fix that phone, baby. Baby, you gotta fix that phone.
No, but that party was everything. Girl, go fix your service, Miss Kelly.
I don't know what's going on with my service mistake. I'm up and it got all the balls mistake.
Hi, Mike. I love you. We had a lovely time. That party was everything. It was sister. You've been on my mind. No, that party was boring. I think everybody was sitting. It was so nice.
Honey, switchboard, did you just get my message I sent you?
Send Miss Ebony a Yahoo. No.
I just did.
Smoking that cigarette.
Come on, Ebony. And where's Overall? Where's she at? Because Ebony's smoking.
This Ebony ain't worth it. This thing. I'm gagging at these girls.
Missy, why don't you just re-art some of your stuff?
Who?
You, because Ebony is not getting anything.
Baby, hold on. Give me a minute. I'm about to get on her. I need to get her together.
Well, if anybody's on the phone line and y'all want to talk about the Milan party,
I'm gagging at the girls. Missy, the girls have so much to say, but the girls don't want to say anything.
Well, we have a caller, 646-726. You on the air with the recap show? 646-726. You're on the air. Listen, if you're on the air and you
girls,
just
you on the
air, Kelly.
Girls, listen, if you're sitting here, you're on the phone lines and you hear us saying their phone number.
Just say just listen or something.
Yes. Buddy.
They waiting for you, Missy.
Oh, why are they waiting for me?
Pack up these lines, Kelly. Tell them how much you got. Yeah, go ahead. Pack them up. All the tea you got to tell me, because you was telling me all that tea and rumble, girl. Pack up these lines. Kudos, congratulations. I had a ball. I'm still gagging at the Milan party. Miss Ebony, are you smoking cigarettes again? Is there any more callers? Jaquan? Well, how was your domestic weekend? Being that you said you chilled with your family, so it was very, how was that?
It was okay. It was fun. It was nice. It was really nice. You know, it was nice outside. We went to ride these paddle boats, like, out in front of the monument.
Uh-huh.
They got these paddle boats. So, yeah, me and a lot of my family members went out there and rode that. Then we went to church the next day, and we came and ate dinner. And I went home and played with my iPad.
Yes, Sunday was Easter.
My
the day
iPod, my ass, honey. You and this motherfucking iPod.
Okay.
It's an iPad.
Okay.
I said iPad.
Your sister's
iPad.
Gifts. How you get an iPod? Was this for your participation? I ain't getting no gift. Can I give my address? Let me give them.
It's for being a good child that I am.
All right, yes. I got a trick for them.
Baby,
right, you need a good one, Kelly.
Hello,
Kelly. You need a good one.
Baby, oh. I'll trust you. I'm going to get me an iPad, honey. Baby.
You can download. Look, it's just like an iPod. I mean, it's just like an iPhone. You can download the applications and an iPad, iPod also. It's the same, but it's nice. Whose computer?
Okay.
That must be Kelly.
Yeah, that was my computer. Okay, honey. Yes, yes.
Stay off of Ubu and your computer won't freeze.
Baby, Ubu my ass this day. Hold on, 678-755. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
Yo, what's good, Kelly? Yo, I was just wanting to know why Stephanie wasn't there. I was really wanting to see Stephanie. I came all the way from Atlanta. I was wanting to see her there. And I'm just saying, you know, for who she is to the house, and she ain't come. I know you would never not be at your house, ball. But in this point, the other mothers I could say that for. And it's just.
You can't compare.
And I was really upset that, you know.
Yeah, that was gag, so I'm with you, Carla. I was home waiting to hear.
I mean, there's no shame. If it was an Ebony House ball and Sanae didn't come out, the girls would go fucking crazy.
I can relate. I was waiting to hear about Miss Stephanie. She would have brought the building together. I love Stephanie.
I mean, I was just disappointed.
Hell yeah, dear. Tablas. Oh. We can't speak for Stephanie. Maybe Stephanie has some prior engagement.
I mean, and that's true. I mean, I understand that. But, Kelly, I know the devotion you have for your house. And I know that you would not be there.
Yeah, but that's different.
And
Stephanie
that's plenty of other mothers. I mean, that's just
those that came up that she couldn't make it to the ball.
I mean, I'm just saying, we have such a position in the house. I mean, Stephanie, I mean, when you think of Milan, she's a lot of what relates to it. I mean, if I'm not to be there, it's just, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. We can't speak for Stephanie. Maybe somebody will call in and they will speak for Stephanie. So, but as of now, we can't speak for Stephanie.
Okay, well, that was just my opinion about the wall. I mean, you know, that was something that I wasn't feeling about it.
Well, we can't speak for Stephanie, but I want to thank you for definitely the call in, okay? Next caller, please.
You so mean sometimes, Kelly. Jeez.
Okay.
He wasn't attacking. He just said that he wanted to see
Stephanie.
That's all you have to say.
He was meant to show his girls to see Stephanie.
We can't speak Stephanie.
He wanted to say that he spoke his mind.
You don't think that was a fool, or are you just being nice?
No, it was a fool. I'm not going
to
say that it wasn't a fool, but
Kelly
attacked him.
I'm talking to Kelly because she just dismissed him. Like, so you don't think that was a fool or you just being nice? He paid this $30 and his thing was Stephanie. That, I mean, what happened? What part?
Well, baby, we can't speak for Stephanie. Nobody knows why Stephanie wasn't at the door.
Andre not coming to the Mizrahi house ball.
What happened to Stephanie? He couldn't make it to the ball.
Well, we don't need to have no house ball. The overall appearance not gonna be there, sure. But that's not. I mean, that's not my house. So, anyways, any more callers?
Hold on, we about to find out right now if we got any more motherfucking callers, honey. Baby.
Somebody
real.
Is mad they didn't get an iPad.
I'm very pissed off. You leave that. I'm very pissed off. I didn't get an iPad. I made a car a bitch.
Oh, shit.
Kelly, what is wrong?
Hey, what do you mean, what is wrong?
Kelly's not the only one that got a problem, sweetie. What's going on? How are you? Where did you invest in you got one of those? I saw that on the news. Oh, really, Jasmine?
Listen, tonight is the recap show. It's not the recap of Apple products.
Mm.
I want to know what happened at the ball as well. So what is going on?
Kelly don't want to talk about why Stephanie
wasn't
there.
I don't, you know, I just don't want
to. Kelly don't want to talk about why Stephanie
was there. Listen, it's not even, no. I didn't even listen, okay?
The
I just don't want the girls to always think that I'm the one that's sitting here reading, and when it's all these other bitches that have so much to say, when I'm walking out the ball and they see me going to my car, we outside for the let out, they're going to call in, and they're going to this, and they're going to that, and they're going to this, and they're going to that. But then a bitch don't do a motherfucking thing, okay? Well, let me start my recap, since you motherfucking bitches want to sit here and y'all want to act phony and act like bitches. Let me start my recap, okay? My recap started, let me give you my motherfucking weekend. Honey, yeah, my motherfucking weekend, my weekend started fabulous, honey. I was at the motherfucking, let me tell you, I was at the motherfucking spa from 4 o'clock Friday afternoon until 9 o'clock Friday motherfucking night, honey. I got a microdermabrasion, a chemical peel, bitch, a full body deep tissue motherfucking massage, and motherfucking everything, bitch. I came home, got dressed, went to the Milan takeover motherfucking party, bitch, and the party was motherfucking every motherfucking thing, honey. The party saved the fucking weekend. The party and the rumble saved the motherfucking weekend. The party was over. Eric, Tashan, Buka, they motherfucking turned the motherfucking party the fuck out. Okay, now let's get to the Milan ball. I got up after the party. I came home about 5 o'clock. Okay, I got what I'm saying. I came home about 5 o'clock in the morning, I went to bed. My beautician called me 8 o'clock Saturday morning so he could do my motherfucking hair. I got up. I took my 4 packs of motherfucking blonde hair, Remy. I went to his house. I got my motherfucking hair done. Came back home, shit showered and motherfucking shaved my motherfucking legs, mistake. Hit it to the motherfucking, hit it downtown, bitch. Downtown Manhattan to my motherfucking, to Bloomingdale's to my girlfriend, bitch, and got my motherfucking makeup done, bitch. My car service was outside waiting for me at motherfucking 6:45 so I can leave and get to the ball. By the time I got to the ball, I think it was about 7:30. I got to the ball at 7:30, went upstairs, put my dress on, put my diamonds on, let my hair down, and I was ready to come downstairs 10 minutes after I got to the hotel room. The kids was downstairs on the main floor, and I gave them, what's going on downstairs? They gave the doors is not even open yet for the ball. So nobody can blame anybody for not showing up on time because the doors was not open at 5 o'clock. Nobody don't want to say nothing. The doors didn't open until about 8:30. So it was not the people fault that was there. It was the Milan's fault. The doors was not open on time. Okay, so they can't blame anybody. And the way I feel about the situation, I spent over $600, Miss Thang, to walk this motherfucking ball, bitch, to come back out and make my motherfucking grand debut. Since the doors wasn't open at 5 o'clock or they was open, they should have scrapped that motherfucking tired-ass grand motherfucking march, Miss Thang, for those motherfucking 60 girls that came out, those no crickety rickety that the girls only gave this to, and just called out the 20 girls that got motherfucking kudos, Miss Thang. That's what should have motherfucking happened. Okay, and like I said, and I'm going to state again, it's no shade to anybody that won any category, Ms. Thang. The only reason the Evisus won that category, Ms. Thang, because the Evisus turned it out, but we didn't know what the laws had to bring, and we didn't know what the Bronx had to bring, because the ball was over. So the Evisus was the only ones that got 10s, Ms. Thang. It's taking nothing from the house of Evisus. They was the only ones that got motherfucking 10s, so the Milans had no other choice but to give them the $1,500, just like we had no other choice but to give the Milan the $10,000 because we only did 13 motherfucking categories out of motherfucking 30. So now, since y'all bitches want to be real, let's be motherfucking real, bitch. And all you pussy-ass bitches, stop coming up to me at the end of the motherfucking ball and saying you're going to call it and you're going to say this and you're going to say that and you bitches don't call in here and say a motherfucking thing, bitch. The next bitch that do it to me, bitch, I'm going to motherfucking spit in your motherfucking face because I'm tired of all you pussy-ass motherfucking bitches. No, because I'm tired of all these pussy-ass bitches when they see me at the end of the ball and I walk into my car or I'm outside for the let-out, bitch. Everybody gonna call in and they're gonna say this and they're gonna say that and a bitch gonna say a motherfucking thing and they gotta be a bitch like me to motherfucker up here, come up here and say a motherfucking thing.
Mom.
And another thing I wanna let the girls know, it's 2010 for me, bitch. And for this motherfucking year, bitch, I'm going to be motherfucking very disrespectful to you motherfucking girls. Very disrespectful. My sister Kool-Aid's kid, disrespectful. I'm going to be very fucking disrespectful. My motherfucking daughter, Miss Whoopi, has been out for over 7 years, Miss Thing. Ain't none of you motherfucking nasty, no cricket motherfucking wicked bitches paid her any attention in 6 years, Miss Thing. I took my motherfucking daughter and she got some tits, got her nose and her lips and everything done, and all you nasty bitches want to throw mother titles at my motherfucking daughter, bitch. Y'all bitches better stop being motherfucking disrespectful to me, because I'm going to be disrespectful to you nasty motherfucking bitches, and y'all know who the fuck y'all are. Stay the fuck away from my children, or it's going to be a fucking problem. My daughter is asleep. My daughter is asleep. She got to get up.
Well,
to school
who threw mother at it? Because the fact of the matter is that you did, and I will give you the credit. I don't want you to be extreme with it, because it's over, Miss Thing.
No, I'm not gonna put it out there who threw the title.
No,
down.
I'm not talking
but
about that.
Know,
I'm talking about what you have brought to her life. Like, I don't want Miss Thing, not too much under that doctor, because Miss Thing is sitting. But Miss Thing, she's sitting where you gotta say who orbits her to be mother. Miss Thing, it was Miss Thing looked amazing at the ball, the party, and at the ball yesterday. Who wanted her to be mother?
Four different. She got two offers to be mother. She got two offers to be mother last night at the motherfucker. She got two offers to be mother at the party.
Oh, I know one of them.
Listen.
I know one of them.
Yeah.
I know one of them. It had to be. I know what. Tell. Can I say the name? Then you answer it.
No. She got two offers. She got two offers to be mother
all
on
right,
Friday. And she got two offers to be mother last night. Bitches, stay the fuck away from my motherfucking daughter, bitch. Y'all got what y'all got, bitch, and that's it.
Lord.
Bitch, now, since I started the motherfucking recap, and you bitches ain't want to start the motherfucking recap, let's see if we got some motherfucking phone callers now, bitches. What the fuck? Do we have any phone calls now? What the
Kelly.
Fuck? What?
You a fucking kid, you know that?
Baby, I'm just being real, honey. Bitch, I'm just being real with it, honey. That's all it is.
Well, I heard that the police was at the door at
the yes,
hall,
the FBI,
and they was watching
yes.
everybody. They said they
yes,
was looking
the
at pictures and looking
in
into everybody's face. Too. I knew. I told you.
The FBI was in the building.
At the
Milan Ball? Yes, they was in the building. They was perched, they was deep, and they was there in the motherfucking building, baby.
Then I heard they was getting the girls for smoking weed in the bathroom.
They were smoking weed in the room.
They was getting
the girls for smoking weed in the bathroom. And I don't know. Hold on. Yes, Nicole. And I don't know what.
Oh.
I don't know what nasty motherfucking bitch in this mall ballroom scene mistake. Bitch that couldn't hold her vowels mistake and shit it on the staircase on the 14th floor, bitch. Nasty ass bitch. Nasty.
This is ridiculous.
Close that one.
Ebony, look for that now. You can look now.
That is so trifling.
Yes, these nasty-ass motherfucking bitches, honey. I gag when the girls tell me that nasty bitch shit it on the staircase. I wish I would have seen it. We don't know who it was, but I wish I would have seen that nasty bitch when she was shit. I'd have kicked her back down the steps to my motherfucking heel, Miss A. Nasty-ass trifling girls, honey. Girl, a mess. A fucking mess, Miss A. But it's no shame, Miss A. I know. Let me tell you something. I have been out for 15 years, Miss A. I've been out for 15 years, Miss A. And I have never experienced going to a ball and not getting to my category, Miss A. And, you know, I walk big girl's face, and I used to walk runway and all that stuff. And I know what it takes to take and spend money for a fucking category. After this weekend, I know exactly what these girls go through that spend money and cannot get to go through their category. I know exactly how the fuck they feel with the whole situation.
Kelly, could you help me out here? I mean, I got one. I know I could get the other one. All right, let me figure it first. I hear you, Miss Thing. I'm doing it now. I'm here. Kelly. Oh no, I gotta wait. Okay, who else? Let me see. Who else was up in the building?
Who was in the building? Not even the girls.
At the Milan.
Honey, the girls was in the fucking building, honey.
She
but I had fun. But you know, bitch, I had fun, Miss Thing, and that's all it is. That's all it is to it. I had fun.
I knew that they would have asked her. But I'm trying to think of who else, because, ooh, if I get the other name, I'm telling you, because I can find it. Wait, let me think. Ooh, I got one.
Ooh.
Oh, wait, let me talk. Wait a minute.
What you say?
Okay. Wait,
who is it? Why are you just going to say who it is?
Wait, because, see, I want the phone lines is packed because we can't get Jen on here. Jen, we're about to call you, so the phone line is completely packed, so I want names, so, you know, give them something to hear, want truth, so I only got one.
Okay,
when I get two, Jake, one, I'm going to tell it to you. Wait a minute.
There
has to be chapters. Oh!
So what else happened at the ball, Kelly? What categories did they have? Did they go? Did they get to?
Oh, hold on, because I got another issue, Mistake. I got another issue. It's no shame to anybody. I don't want nobody to take any shame, Mistake, bitch, honey, bitch. I spent so much money to fucking walk, Mistake, and I'm utterly, bitch, mad, Mistake, that they stopped the ball in the middle of the ball, Mistake, right before Grand March, Mistake, to call somebody out as motherfucking mother, Mistake, when they could have been doing big girl's motherfucking face, and I could have been fucking walking, Mistake, and wouldn't have had such a motherfucking attitude. What the fuck? Bitches should have been downstairs for letters, statements, and fraud, and got called out as mother and fathers. What the fuck? Honey, it's a fucking fool. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Well, the picture that I seen, you look really nice, Kelly.
Yeah, I look really nice, Miss Day. But the only people that seen that knew I look really nice was the people that came around my motherfucking table, bitch, or the people that seen me when I left about the motherfucking building, Miss Day. A fucking shame, Miss Day. I came to make an impact. I came to play with these motherfucking girls.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Who is this?
This is Stephanie. I didn't come to the ball because I didn't want those girls to give me crabs. You bitches would give me crabs.
Hi, everybody.
What's going on?
Hey.
Was
that really
Stephanie? So what did you think about the ball, Mistake? I see you with your flower, your hair.
Girl, yes, I mean, girl, they tried it. I wanted some of you. No, let me stop.
Mistake, I was pissed off, Mistake. I came, Mistake. Bitch.
Oh, so that's why they didn't show up. Okay.
Oh.
Well, I just got, of course, I'm not breaking nothing down. I just read, of course, my thing, that reason why you got that rickety, what you called it, a rickety-tickety grand march or whatever, was because half of the New York Malones didn't show up, or the old chapter was, because, like y'all said, the three-letter word was in the building.
Oh, yeah.
Girl, that didn't have anything, girl. Listen, first of all, it was, grandma started at 12:15. Grandma started at 1:15, Miss Day. Okay, baby, grandma started at 1:15, Miss Day. The ball was over at 2 o'clock, Miss Day. And you only had 11 categories, Miss Day, and it was 40 categories, Miss Day. It seemed like the only thing more, bitch, I'm not even gonna go into it, Miss Day. I'm not.
No, go into it, Kat.
I'm not going to show you. You know what, Ebony, Jaquan, Jennifer, we need to start networking because somebody can tell me because I ain't up here for this today.
I need to
know,
yeah.
Nice.
Mister,
I
what do
know
y'all think?
What
do y'all
think? Disrespecting you, I want to know what you think about your quality.
Yeah,
because,
bitch, wait a minute, because, yeah, after before you left this morning, that escalator's you was very evil, and you said to call in that she was going to blow it up out the woodwork tonight.
Mister, yeah, don't be the same bitch that said you going to say something and you press me. I'm gagging, girl.
Mistake, no, I'm not
on?
Pressed, Mistake. I'm not pressed, Mistake, because I got something for all those girls, Mistake. Y'all want to play? The girls want to play this
be
game, Mistake?
Be disrespectful to you.
No, the girls want to be disrespectful, Mistake. Do y'all remember that game? Do y'all remember that game back when we was young, Mistake, and we was little girls, Mistake, that we used to play with our cousins, Mistake?
Oh,
or Snatchies?
That would be true.
Y'all remember the game called Snatchies?
No, what's snatchy?
Y'all, snatchies is when you go to the store, Miss Thing, and you have a chicken or you have something, and one of your cousins will come up to you and they say snatch, and they just snatch it from you, Miss Thing. That's the new game I'm playing with you motherfucking girls. Since y'all want to play snatchies, bitch, let's play motherfucking snatchies, Miss Thing. That's my new game. I'm going to be very disrespectful with my snatchy game, Miss Thing. I'm not even going to call snatchies, Miss Thing. I'm just going to snatch it. And when it's on the back, and when it's on, you know, see, because when you call snatchies, when you call snatchy, that's when you call snatchy and you call the house parent first and you let them know that you're snatching
and
I'm not calling snatchy because I'm going to be disrespectful. I'm just going to snatch it. And when you see it on the back of the runway, you're going to know it's a motherfucking MIZ since you bitches want to play.
So wait, why would the Infinities be approaching Whoopi to be Mother Infinity?
And why would the Chanel want her like that?
Oh, y'all girls are calling our names, Miss Thing? Oh, girl, I'm gagging at you girls.
And what, Miss Thing, this is the week we can't, Ginger is on the line, Miss Thing.
Wait a minute, Kelly. My question to Kelly is, who are you snatching from the House of Infinity, and if so, why?
Kelly, that was a good question. Why? Wait,
let me, in Stephanie's voice, why?
Why would you do that?
What you got? Hey.
Also, and that was, but that must have been at the Rumble Ball. So what was it given at,
The Rumble Ball, when I tell you, let me tell you something. The party on Friday and the Rumble saved the fucking weekend.
Kelly, I heard you already played Snatch. Y'all snatched Monet.
Oh,
Balenciaga.
Yes.
You already playing Snatch? Because I know you didn't call Harold. I know you didn't call Harold, so you already being disrespectful.
Let's make it hot, Miss Kelly. I think you better go get a cigarette because the girls want you to speak.
Well, my cousin is very comfortable at home where he's at, Miss Thing.
Wait, can I ask a question? Because I was trying to remember. Didn't he start there?
Yes.
Okay.
30.
Oh, so you took Snatch back.
Yes.
Snatch back.
Baby, yes. Honey, how you doing?
Wait a minute, but I enjoyed the Milan Ball, though.
You did?
Yeah.
You enjoyed it sitting down at that table all night.
I just enjoyed tipping around.
That's why you enjoyed it, Jess.
Taking photos and all that other stuff. I don't even go to balls. Like, if they have it, they have it. If they don't, they don't. I paid it.
No, not me, bitch. Not me. I was in the fucking house for fucking 3 fucking months, Miss Thang. I had motherfucking hunger in my motherfucking blood, Miss Thang. Let me tell you something. I'm not going to
You tiny chatted and everything with your mask on, bitch.
Yeah, I'm not going to motherfucking sit here and motherfucking say, bitch, my motherfucking kids, Miss Thing, is the reason why I come to the ball, Miss Thing. I had so much hunger for that motherfucking ball, Miss Thing, to come out and be on the back of that motherfucking floor, Miss Thing, and then for me to motherfucking gag, Miss Thing. Yes, the Miss Rahi ball didn't motherfucker finish, and if you bitches heard what the fuck I said, bitch, okay, the Miss Rahi ball didn't finish, Miss Thang, and like I said, and I was talking to my girlfriends the other day, the Milan should have learned from experience from the Miss Rahi ball being at 2 o'clock in the morning, ending, Miss Thang, and we had motherfucking 30 categories, and they had 40 categories at a place where the ball ended at 2 o'clock.
I want to know something that's bigger than all of that. You know, you're going to, what's the name? Because I personally believe that, like I said, the Milan party and what you said, the Rumble Boy, that's right, that saved the weekend, which would have made me, from the Milan party, I would expect the Milan ball like that. You know what I'm saying? I would expect them to have made their change. I love all the moms. They did me good at the party. VIP, everything. They were so nice. But there's too many balls. So you're going to always have a conflict. And then they're trying to change
Let me finish. You said they
didn't open the doors at 5. So I was thinking, like, the time thing. Like, that's what drained me. and I didn't have a ride. But
okay.
I wanted everything to be there, and like that caller said, to see Miss Stephanie and Eugene and to see these. Oh, I did. I wanted
Eugene
everything.
Eugene was there.
I didn't have a ride. And I gag, Kelly, you're right. The ball did not get started until 8-bit, so I could have been in the building. It didn't get started, but it was
but
like.
Nicole,
it was,
let me tell you this, Nicole. So now, I have been to Nicole, and this has nothing to do with the Milans. This has to do with balls in general. I have been to so many fucking major Kiki function, Nicole, with 20 and 30 categories that start at 5 o'clock, Nicole, and it's over at 11 or 12 o'clock, and those motherfucking young kids have productions and everything, and it'd be 10 to 30 to 20 people walking those categories, Miss Day, and those young kids get through all their categories, give out all their motherfucking cash. So what is the ballroom community saying? That the young motherfucking kids can throw a ball and get through their motherfucking ball? Listen, hold on, let me finish. The young kids can throw a ball and get through their motherfucking ball, and they want to blame it on the young kids not being at the balls all the time. It ain't got nothing to do with the young kids being at the ball all the time. It got something to do with these old press, old, bitter, decrepit motherfucking queens want to make a fab brand motherfucking entrance like they the motherfucking shit, bitch, and bitches got to wait for them to come to the ball and start the motherfucking ball. Kiss my motherfucking ass, mistake. It was motherfucking 40 people at motherfucking Jazz's ball, mistake, and I started that motherfucking ball with or without Jack being in that motherfucking building, bitch. I said I was going to start it, bitch, on the radio, and I started it when I started it. We didn't wait for the girls to come. The girls came, and when the girls came, the ball was already motherfucking going the fuck on.
Plymouth Rock didn't stand us. We landed on Plymouth Rock.
Well, I think that's another reason why the ball things can't get together. Too many balls. You got Kiki balls. You got this. Day, there's a ball this day. There's so much going on, so I would think that would be a major problem. How that pose?
Honey, these girls are a mess, honey. These girls are a mess. Do we have any phone calls? Because, bitch, you girls, honey, y'all just sitting here and saying, bitch, it's just like, honey, what the fuck? Bitch. Y'all girls sitting here, and all the girls want to say this, and they want to say that. And yes, the collection of all didn't finish, Miss Thang, because all the altercations that happened, Miss Thang, but it was the categories, the main categories that was the girls came for, Miss Thang, were given out. All the mini grants was given out, Miss Thang. All the whole 10,000 was given out, Miss Thang. The mini grants was done. All the mini grants was done, and all of the $10,000 was given out. So you bitches can't complain about anything because our four or five categories didn't finish, Miss Thang. Bitch, four or five categories that bitches want to talk about that, bitch. Four or five categories, Miss Thang. Bitch, we didn't even finish a half. Miss Thang, and then it was another half to get to. You bitches need to come on with y'all shit that y'all be saying in this motherfucking chat room, Miss Thang. Y'all sorry ass motherfucking faggots, bitch. I have more respect. Let me tell you one thing about me, and this is how I am, Miss Thang. I have more respect for bitches that's going to say what they got to say to my motherfucking face and not sit behind a screen name.
I need mother to come and tell me that disrespectful chant. Respectful. I need it.
I want to hear it too, because I don't really
hear it. Yeah, I want to hear that chant. We need to get her up here.
Hello,
mother, if you around and you're listening, I need to hear that chant, because that's what she was coming up to me in the back of the bar saying, but it was so loud, I couldn't hear it. Now Kelly just made me really want to hear that chant. I need to hear that.
Yes, you got to be real disrespectful for this year, bitch. Reverie. Honey.
Let me call
her. I want to hear that.
I did not get it yesterday.
No, it wasn't a mistake. It wasn't a mistake.
Well, like, we know why you didn't get it yesterday.
Oh, maybe because I was being so disrespectful.
You just hear in that back.
Oh, God. I had a ball at the Rumble Ball, darling. I was Benji caught, and I had a ball. And that's just what I came here to do, not be in the ball, but have a ball.
Nicki Minaj, hold on. Nicki Minaj, you on the air, honey. What's going on, Miss Nicki?
Hello?
What's tea, Nicki? How you doing?
I'm good. I've got a question. At what point of the ball were the icons and the team people legendary and take away some people's status? Like, at what part of the ball?
Hold on. Nobody's status is getting taken away from anybody.
So they built all that fucking hype.
I don't think they would plan on taking it away. I think from this point on, they're going to monitor.
They're going to monitor. Nobody's status is going to be taken away from them. That's just like telling Whitney Houston, bitch, you won this motherfucking Grammy, bitch, and 6 months later, bitch, you're going to call her, she got to give it back because it belongs to Mariah Carey. No.
Yeah, so the girls who got by and got slid through, they, knock on wood, they
got
from
by
this point on.
Where?
Yes.
The microwaves that got through.
I want to give Sanaya was in the building. Who?
Sanaya.
Yeah, Sanaya was in the building. I want to give a big shout out to everybody that won. I want to give a shout out to Father Luminati for winning the 750 for Runway. I want to give a shout out to Devonta Mizrahi for winning Women's Runway. I want to give a shout out to the Balenciaga cunt for Women's Faith. I want to give a shout out to the Prada for winning the Faith category. I want to give a shout out to the Blondix for winning motherfucking Realness. Honey, and who else? Honey, who else won? The V2's for Grand Prize. No, I'm talking about for the Bellotti Ball. I'm talking about for the Milan Ball. Who else won? I'm trying to figure out who else won. Hey, Nikki.
Yeah. I'm not going yet. Y'all didn't answer my question. Y'all answered a whole different question.
What happened?
My question was, at what part of the ball were they going to deem people? Because they said that. That's why I actually came. I was going to see who and how they were going to do that.
No,
like,
that was Milan weekend. That was the day after. That was the Sunday they did all that. They had the meeting. It wasn't at the ball that was going to take place.
Oh.
Oh, well, that's not what they called. That's not what was said, though.
Exactly.
That was not.
I thought it was going to be at the ball.
It was going to be in Legend Statements and Stars, and then a couple of legends was going to come out, and that they were going to team. Yes, that was. Yes, it was. At 7 o'clock on the dot. Yes, it was.
Oh, I didn't know anything about it. I stand corrected. I don't know.
It's a mess, honey. A mess.
I had one, right?
So, Nikki, did you have fun this weekend?
I actually did.
Yes,
yeah,
Nikki, you were sitting in that little corner over there in the cut.
That was my first time.
Yeah.
Well, I heard that they didn't even have, let alone did they even do any demon, but they didn't even get, they did a real 5-minute Legend Statements and Stars, but that wasn't even long.
Yeah, it wasn't because this is what happened. Let me tell you something. I got the kids. I was upstairs in the hotel room and I was waiting to come downstairs once they started the ball. The kids texted my sidekick and said they started Legend Statements and Stars now. I came out the hotel room and walked to the elevator, came downstairs from the 15th floor from the penthouse suite. By the time I got downstairs and paid my $30 and got to the main dance floor, Miss Thing, motherfucking Legend Statements and Stars was over. Why are you laughing like that, Nicole?
Wait, when they told you it was Legend Statements and Stars, was you already ready?
I was already dressed.
Kelly, I got somebody said that Legend Statements and Stars was long enough, and they stopped and gave a speech for a few icons.
Mr. Girl, listen. The kids hit
Somebody
me up.
It took
day.
You a little bit longer to get down.
No, this pussy called my motherfucking phone, Miss Day, and said they're starting the motherfucking ball, Miss Day. By the time this pussy said they were starting the ball, Miss Day, I came out the room and walked to the elevator, Miss Day, and got downstairs. By the time I got downstairs, Legend Statements and Stars was over.
Yeah, Mama Green. That's it. Marjorie, could you imagine? She's coming down in the elevator. She's getting ready. They got Legend Statements and Stars. She took out her $30.
She wanted that guest reception in the building.
You know that Robert Tree Hotel, so that stage was high, right, Kelly?
Mistake, it was high, it was
yes.
Low.
So it was very walk up the steps, bitch. You got to get
it. It was high, it was long, Miss Day. I was ready to play on the stage.
And they said it was called No Stars, No Statements, Just Legends. That's what it was called.
Is there any call?
Are there any callers that would like to press one and express their feelings and their emotions about the Milan Ball, the party, the Rumble Ball, or what happened their weekend, period? Press one. Come on.
Hold on. We have a caller.
856-206, you're live on the air on the recap. How you doing?
What's up, y'all?
Hey, what's up?
Who is this? Anthony Revlon.
Hey, Anthony.
Oh, hey, Anthony. You know what? Anthony, how are you? Every time you sound like that Kelly child, one of her sons. I don't know what the child that they say had faith. And that's why I be gagged, but it be you.
I didn't even see you here, Nicole. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm great. I can't complain, and I won't.
I saw Kelly. Kelly, you had like a pink dress on.
Yes, I had a pink and white.
I saw you. The only time I saw you when you was walking out, when you was over it.
Because I came in and I sat at that table all night long and waited for that category.
Yes,
I
want to
know what the gag
sat here, bitch, I sat here. You know, I sat here and I read and I said everything, but I definitely have to.
Oh, wait, y'all finished. I definitely have to give a big shout out
to Father Kadar Millard, because he definitely did. The Big Girl Safe category was in the second half, Miss Thang. He moved it to the last category in the first half, Miss Thang. He gave me decent tables, Miss Thang, for the time frame that I paid for my tables, Miss Thang. So I definitely got to give him a shout out for that. And we found a newfound respect for each other, Miss Thang, because I never knew Kadar until this ball, Miss Thang. Now me and Kadar talks on the I Am thing.
Oh, that's nice. Congratulations, I got it. Anthony, you back a Revlon?
Yeah, Tony confirmed it when he saw me at the ball, so Tony.
Oh, well, congratulations. I mean, back into your house where you've been from. Okay, that's, you know, families have to stay differently, so.
Well, let's talk about this ball now. I was there at 6 o'clock. It wasn't barely anybody there. I guess they were waiting on a guy with the yellow bracelet so they could monitor who comes in and how, who paid and who didn't. Then the other gagger was when they locked everybody out on Grand March.
Oh, shit.
Oh, nobody was allowed to come back in.
I had to pee, and I couldn't get to the bathroom. So I kindly went in the back and found me a cup and peed in a big cup.
Oh, so that's why the child dude did the stick.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
No, sir.
Yeah, I had to pee, and I knew they wasn't going to get through all them categories, because look at, it was so crowded in there, and a lot of people were walking. So I knew they wasn't going to get through all them categories. And the Robert Tree closed up at 2 o'clock, and he wasn't getting no overtime from them.
Exactly. That's why another thing I don't think the whole, like the way it formed, when you thought of the Robert Tree Hotel and you thought of what it was given and you went to the Milan party and you came out the cabin, they had the photo section and all this, it was all being like hyped and it was so much class and elegance that the Robert Tree Hotel, if you, anybody you know you don't get that place pass too. So it didn't matter when they started, if they wasn't there on time, they were wrong, because they also know that you can't get that place pass at 2 o'clock. That's the, they want you out of Newark. Kelly, Jennifer, you know, when you go to Jersey, bitch, when the ball is over, why the cops assemble on the place like that? Out there with their lashes flashing and everything.
Oh, girl, I didn't even wear my husband had to go get the car, and we went right back to the hotel.
Hold on, we got another caller. 215-298. You're live on the air.
What? Hey.
Just listening. Thank you.
Thank you, baby, for just listening. Next caller, if I have one. Honey. 678-595. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing? I see you there.
I can't remember a time that you was there, Mr. Headlines, because I know nothing about you.
Baby, honey.
Chill, baby. I knew that was coming.
Bitch. Honey, next caller, please. That's what you get for cheating.
Hey, honey.
Honey.
Yeah.
How loud?
Are you in Black Art Cup?
678-595. You're live on the air. 678-598. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
Thank you for your $30 every year.
What happened?
I was playing gin rummy.
Who?
Somebody is dealing cards.
Yes, bitch. I got to get my coins back, Miss A. Honey, 862-220. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
What's up, everybody?
What's going on?
This is Cliff CV Shoe. Just want to give a shout out to my family for grand prize and Kenny for the New Jersey team for best dress. They turned it out this weekend.
Yes,
Cliff.
They did. Yes, they did. They definitely
congratulations to the V Shoe. They said Kenny was in drag the fall, but that was classic.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kenny,
that
was
fine. Oh,
yes. Kenny was definitely in drag, so definitely
Kenny.
That
Kenny
was
classic. Kenny is now the aura mother. No. No, let me stop.
Who are we calling?
Kenny?
Hello?
Come on.
The Infinities?
Who we call it?
Please leave your message for 20. Sorry, 2 is not a valid entry. Record your message after the numeric page. Press 5.
Let me leave a message. Who is it?
Well, Stephanie is not doing
delivery
right.
Options, press pound.
Hey,
well, you're on the air. If you get this message, call us back. 215.
Yeah, we were trying to call you, honey, and you're not answering the phone. What's the deal, honey?
Maybe
hey.
You got something. How you doing?
Is this an infinity we called?
Honey.
Whoopi is not going to be mother.
Baby, 347-862. You're live on the air on the recap.
That's
phone.
Me. Hello.
She's on the air already.
Oh, shit.
What does that mean? My other line was on turning it all this time.
Listen, are you live? You was back on the air again, girl.
Oh,
she's playing cards and singing. That's why she ended up here giving these people what they want. And nobody's pressing one, no way.
Yeah, nobody's not pressing one. They're saying the girls want me to do all the dirty
work. You
should
have tipped around, girl. You should have paid that category and tipped around. Got you along.
No. Miss A, girl, and that's still what it. Still what it matter, Miss. And that's still what it matter, girl. That's still what it matter, Miss A. Me tipping around and getting my life, Miss A, girl. I still spend money, Miss A. I still would have the money.
Oh,
we
calling the back.
We calling the back. They got the message.
Oh.
Hello.
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 Yeah.
Hello.
Speak it with.
Jaquan?
Oh, shit. You know what?
I'm going to fuck you up. I thought we was calling somebody. I thought we had somebody that was going to spill some tea on some face up there, honey.
We never told me about the movie. Didn't you go to the movies and see that movie, Tyler Perry?
I don't know how to spell it.
Baby, please, honey, please. Oh, please, girls, do not let me start. Please don't let me start on the motherfucking movie,
don't,
honey.
Please, this is Miss Janet
bad.
Is turning it.
Honey.
But I get that. What's the name? That's the
wait,
name.
Would you get not to go? Wait, that could be. What do you mean not to go see it or go see
yeah,
it?
That's
no,
what
no,
I'm
no,
not
to go see it. But I can expect that. You know why? They hyped it up to be what's the name? It's, trust me, you're going to gag when you see it. Watch.
You said, Nicole?
Everybody said it was funny.
I said, you're going to gag when you see it. Watch. No, I didn't say, I'm telling you off my
Kelly, what are you
like
saying?
I knew what Kelly was going to say about the Milan ball, and that's why I was not there, and I laid down, and I didn't go crazy because I had no ride. I'm telling you about the why did I get married. It's one to watch. You're going to guess.
Kelly, are you confirming or denying that?
I heard a lot of people say it was good.
Yeah, Kelly, you confirming or denying that? What is it giving? Did you go stupid? Did you go crazy?
Ooh,
baby,
is that
baby, hold on. We got another caller. 804-503. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hey, Kelly, what's up?
What's going on? Who this?
This is Father St. Clair, Chris.
Hey, Chris, how you doing, baby?
Hey, what's up?
I'm doing good. What's up, Jaquan? What's up, Nicole?
Hi, how you doing?
How y'all doing?
Okay.
I was just calling in. I went to the Milan Ball. I actually had a good time, though. I mean, I think it was more of a social session, I guess.
Yeah.
It was nice to see everybody. Yeah, they didn't get through all the categories or whatever like that, but I wanted to bring up a point and ask you what y'all think, because it was a point that came up earlier. As far as the trans man and the butch realness category?
Yes.
Do you think that they should be walking against each other?
No, I don't think trans men and butcher should be walking against each other. And like they brought up the discussion, and I heard that they had this discussion on Susan and them show earlier today about the trans men and the butch. That prodigy child that walked butch wielded is a fucking trans man. No fucking woman has a full grown motherfucking beard. That child took hormones to look that way. That child is not a butch. That child is a trans man.
Yeah, that's what was brought up.
And if that child cannot hang with the trans men, then I don't think he won butch realness. Yes, he won butch realness.
That's
but maybe he's not.
And you know what? That's very tired, because this, I don't know why this could be an argument. Think about it, Kelly. It's like putting a butch queen and drag up against a femme queen.
Yeah, that's
you
right.
You are using medication and hormones to help your situation. How could you put them? That's stupid. Who would think to do that? That don't make sense. It's
Yeah, I think I look at it that same way, too, because if the butch queens don't do it, like putting a butch queen in drag up against a femme queen, you know what I'm saying, you know you're not going to win because you don't have the titties and all that type of stuff. So if you have a real man, you know what I'm saying, but do you think those people deserve to get chopped if you think somebody is a trans man?
Yes, they deserve to get
chopped.
Yes,
if they're walking
a butch
category.
Yes.
They should
be sent on, and the child taking I don't know who he won or whoever take the hormones, but for me, the way I feel about it, you should throw that trophy in the garbage, because it was nothing that he got fairly. That was wrong, and you cannot be taking medicine and come up against somebody.
Hold on. 15-inch femme queen.
Send this message now. Press pound or hang up.
Which one are we on?
That's the same voicemail we've been on since you ever called it.
Switchboard, 15-inch femme queen switchboard. Please block her. Bitch, I'm not tolerating any of you bitches' motherfucking shit, bitch. I told you bitches last week about motherfucking disrespecting me. Know your motherfucking line. Miss Emily, block her. Any bitch that come for me in the wrong motherfucking way, bitch, and you're not being polite, Miss Thang, bitch, and you're not my motherfucking girlfriend to be kinkying with me like that, Miss Thang, you bitches are just motherfucking block, bitch.
Press 3.
Oh,
somebody
my God.
Down for me.
Press 4.
I pushed pound.
To cancel this message.
I did.
It's not working.
Send this message now. Press
Ebony's going to have to hang up on them.
No, it's going to disconnect.
It's not a valid entry.
It's been doing that.
Message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3.
It's
for delivery options, press 4. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
Oh, shit.
Really?
I was going to say, okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Your message has been sent. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yes.
Your message has been sent.
Okay,
well, thank you for using T-Mobile voicemail. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye, yeah. But that's really a fool.
That's
what our conversation was, Jennifer. That really was a fool. That I cannot even believe how could we even be discussing something like that when it's just quite obvious. It's like,
but you know,
like,
something else they were saying is that the butch queens really don't know the difference between a trans man and a butch.
Really? Who don't know?
Some of the butch queens really don't
know
the difference.
Oh, yeah, I don't really know. I don't know the difference. I don't know. I'm not going to lie. I really don't know.
They just view them
all as different women.
Well,
let me give y'all the difference. The difference is trans men are dykes I'm not calling my dykes or anything. Somebody take offended, but are women who take medicine to help their problems.
Transform.
So like a femme queen, basically.
Hold on, y'all. We got another caller. Tyreek, you're live on the air.
What's up, y'all?
What's up, Danielle?
Nothing, chilling. Jennifer and Kelly, y'all really, 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 both of y'all look amazing at the Milan Ball. Both of y'all.
Oh,
I'm sad y'all didn't get the work. Kelly, bitch, you was on. I'm sorry, you really was on.
Thank you.
What's up, Nicole Jaquan? But y'all both really, really look good. Too bad they didn't get to y'all category.
Baby, I'm mad that they didn't get to it, too.
I mean,
they both was walking?
I don't know if Jennifer was. I know Kelly was. I'm sitting here counting my money from the
Miss Jennifer was sitting there, so she was walking, too. That would have been nice.
No, that you had to have a flower.
I ain't have no fly with mistake. I was gonna come out and get
shot. Okay, but back to you, Jaquan. And the dyke is someone who just naturally he only probably
say,
would cut he would cut his hair.
And
you
with
know,
sports bra, ace bandage,
yeah,
you're not coming up out your shirt and showing
right.
man packs and
right.
all
that's
that.
A doing all that.
That's no, that's a trans man. With if you can come up out your shirt and show
your
right,
hair,
your facial hair and your jawline.
Stuff,
yeah.
Hold on, y'all. We have another caller. 347-426. You're live on the air, Keisha.
Hey, Kelly.
What's going on?
Hi, Nicole. Hi. First of all, Kelly, I saw you Sunday. You looked amazing. I was incognito. I saw you Thursday. And for those of you who was at Esco's on Thursday, Kelly was unpainted and she looked fabulous.
Yes,
washboard face. So you motherfucking face wannabe to get into Kelly because she looked amazing. Talking about the butch realness and the trans man, there were categories where there was the butch queen drag versus the femme queen. And some of the butch queen drag looked realer than the femme queen. So I don't see why you cannot compare.
It still doesn't take away from, you can look as real as you want, you would never be.
That's just a point for you.
You would never be as real.
Arrow and it goes high, hooray for you. That's all that is. She's cunt naturally.
Because you have facial hair. Just because you have facial hair doesn't make you more realer than
no,
someone who has no facial hair.
No, but
it's
your transition
you
in your body.
That makes you using medication to do so, and the other person isn't, and that's not fair.
Some of the femme queens use medication, they still look hard. Like men.
Well, it takes some people harder.
In the event of that, the butch queen and drag will win over that look cunt.
No,
I'm going to give my opinion. There are some butches that do look more real than the trans man. Okay.
Well, in the ball, when you say real, when you come up there with muscles, this, and that, and there's a judge up there like Jaquan, and he doesn't know the difference, and he thinks that this is dyke realness or butch realness, okay? And this butch come up there, and she has muscles here and everything, and the other butch is sitting there, but she's just as real, but she doesn't have that. Jaquan is going to pick the one with the muscles in here because it's dyke realness, and he look real, not knowing that he's taking medicine to have all of that, and that one isn't. They're both real, but one is more giving it than the other because he's getting his blood enhanced with hormones. So in all fairness, it should actually go to the child who looks real naturally.
And to you girls that's in the chat room and saying and that don't know what y'all saying and that's coming from Nicole and Jasmine, Jasmine walked Femme Queen realness last night at Jack's Ball. Get it together, girl. And she walked Femme Queen realness at the last ball that I was at 2 months ago.
Which one is it? Matter of fact, Ebony, whoever it is, just dismiss them because they obviously don't know nothing. I'm realer than your mother. We're not going to argue. Go get her. That's it.
I'm not finished.
Go ahead.
Okay, so we need to defend because it's a double standard. If y'all don't want to put the butch against the trans man, then y'all should not put the butch queen in drag versus the femme queen. Because the butch and the trans are going to say, how come you have the butch queen in drag versus the femme queen? What's up? It's going to be a double standard. It's going to cause controversy.
Well, I don't think I'm with you for that, Keisha. I don't think that they should do that, and I don't think that a femme queen, and I have in my case, honestly, have involved myself, a femme
the
queen.
Issue
that is
a femme queen
that's not
the issue is a
do.
Trans man should not be walking a butch category. You won't see a femme queen walking a butch queen in drags category.
Mm-hmm.
You understand
that's
what
true.
I'm saying now?
I got you, but all right, that
okay.
I agree with you. But when it says versus, what if it was trans men? Okay, what if it was realness? Bring it. They can do that?
Yeah, if it was realness, just bring it. Yeah, they could do
okay.
that.
If it was open to all realness, right.
If it was open to all realness and not just realness, just bring it because still, like I said, you got to think in the mind. You got to be careful of the way you set a category
because
somebody on a panel would think if you say realness, bring it. Like I explained, the other one come. They both real, but he's giving up. He gets it.
And one more question, Kelly.
Yes.
I have a question, and I am not trying to disrespect. I live from Molokai. He's legendary. I just need to know. I heard, I read some of the comments. They called him out on, like, his Legend States and Stars at the Milan Ball.
Yes.
I'm confused. Isn't he a dancer?
Yes, he is.
What? I just saw him on the dance show, American whatever.
Yeah,
American Best Dance Crew.
How do you, and I'm just confused, so how do you gain so much weight that quick?
I don't know.
I mean,
Malachi was always a healthy person, though. Malachi was
always
a thick girl.
I thought she was going to tell me, has his weight ever affected his performance?
No, I'm not knocking that. What I'm trying to say, I always said that when you dance and perform, that burns a lot of calories. And when you are very active,
No,
wait, Keisha, your name is Keisha?
Yeah, I'm not knocking him.
No. Sometimes some people are just built to be big, period.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You can work out from now until doomsday, and if you big bone, it's just how you'll be. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. It's just that simple.
Do we have any more callers?
No. Hold on. Hold on. 215-537, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Kelly, this is Man. Hi, Nicole.
Hey, brother, how are you?
How you doing?
How you doing, man?
Fine. Hey,
man.
What was the young lady name that just said, made the comment about the trans man category?
Keisha,
I'm kind of with you with that. I just want to make this one comment because, y'all, basically, this whole controversy thing is starting over one of my kids because, you know, I'm getting that from the whole thing about the shirt lifting up and they having the built body and stuff. All right, I'm kind of against the whole thing, and it's getting to the point that I'm about to just tell my kids not to walk any of the butch categories because it's a mess. Honestly, it is controversial, like y'all said. But the thing is, if any of them gay women that is portraying themselves as men walk in these categories and is us asking them, what are you? Are you a butch or if you're a trans man and they identify themselves as a butch, we need to respect that's how they feel. My son Ron, which is the person in question, he walks butch realness. Why he walks butch realness? Because if he take his shirt completely off, he has titties. Yes, he do have a masculine body. He lifts weights, and he may do take moans, but I'm going to keep it real. I don't care what nobody say, and it's the same thing I just said on Kai's show. Most of them butches are taking moans. None of us know really what half of them is doing behind closed doors. Some of the ones that look like men. And by the way, Rome don't have facial hair because I think somebody was getting him mixed up. The St. Clair guy, my son, he don't have facial hair, so that's out of the question. But he do have a body that looks better than some of the boys. Because he do lift weights, and he may be, I'm going to be honest, I'm not sugarcoating anything, but I'm going to keep it real. I consider him a butch only because the fact that he have titties. So if he walked butch realness, trans man realness against a trans that had the sex, you know, had the boobs cut off and all that stuff, like Karan Prodigy.
Man.
It would be, what?
Well, okay, but you know what? Whatever you do at home, and that's what we would say with the drags, whatever you do and take at home, that's fine, but I think the thing in question is that he has walked trans men category before.
Was it at the women's ball?
I don't know, but it was mainstream.
Because when he got voted in this house, he was voted in as a butch.
But you know what? And also, man, and this is from like.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello, this is Kim Brother.
Hey, Kim.
Hey, Kim. What's going on? Wait, one moment, Kim. Man, okay. When you take back, like, Selvin and them just stopped Jasmine from walking Butch Queen and Drag category because they saw a knot. Jasmine came to me, man, and said that she didn't consider herself to be ready for that, even if she was trying to go through that thing. But they told her she couldn't walk. So the same thing has to apply, man.
Nicole,
to
listen. The whole fucking ballroom scene is contradicting itself. Listen to what you just said. If Jasmine is taking moans to develop herself to be a femme queen as, like, half of the femme queens that we have today started out as butch queens and drags, and they converted themselves over to femme queens, what is the difference? It makes no sense to me. The whole thing is a mess.
But what I'm trying to say, what I got from the whole thing that's going on, man, is that Rome has walked a trans man category on, I don't know how many times, but I gather they said it was more than one time.
Okay,
he
can
did
I ask
work.
You a question again?
Mm-hmm.
It was it at the women's?
It was at,
But wait, does it matter? Wait.
Yes, it was at a women's ball. He wore.
Thank you,
but
that's all I want to hear.
So wait, was that so the women's team?
Hear me out.
Go ahead.
My house. Some of my kids, I have nothing to do with the women's side of the ballroom scene because we already had a controversy with me and Jamie. Jamie is my gay ballroom wife, and her going through stuff with my kids, and the women's side affects me and her relationship. Now it's starting to, you know, affect my relationship with my brother, who is Sean Ebony, legendary Butch Realness, and it's kind of affecting my relationship, how I feel, and the respect that I have for Kim, because the bullshit is making me sick, because whatever they're going through in the women's scene, it's starting to flow over into the mainstream. That's just how I feel about it.
I'm Kim. First of all, man, how many years have you known me? Approximately 15, if damn near not 20.
No, it's been almost 20. I've been out 19 years.
Listen to me. I met your two sons when they came down to Virginia to my ball. They walked trans man category. Fast forward to the Allure ball last year. He walked as a trans man. If he's taking any kind of enhancement, I'm 42 years old, have not dropped an ounce of tea in my life, okay? And if I did, I would walk a trans man category. This is not nothing. Anything stemming from the female scene to the male scene, because like I said before, I don't have a fucking problem with nobody, especially Karan or Rome. And I done told them that already to their face on more than one occasion. You feel me? The fact is, he knows what he's taking, and he has an advantage over anyone that does not moan. Period. It's not fair. Period. This don't have nothing to do with shit personally. Personally, I don't give a fuck if I won or not on Saturday. My problem was, after I finished walking, everybody's coming up to me saying, well, damn, Shady or Kim, he walks as a trans man. He looks like a grown man. You feel me? So own up to what you do. That's all I'm saying. Period. And for you to sit here and say you don't have nothing to do with the other half of your house is ludicrous to me.
No. Excuse me. Don't change my words. I said I don't have nothing to do with the women's scene.
With the other side of your house. That's what I just said.
Listen, when I went to the women's ball, the way y'all carry things over there is totally different than mainstream. And I respect the women's scene as well as I respect the mainstream scene. But my thing is, it's starting to get redundant to me what's going on. And like I just already said, my kids will not be walking any of them balls if it's going to cause this much controversy. Because, Kim, if you want to be technical, I think it's unfair that you're still walking against these new kids and you're legendary. So how do you think they feel when they walk up against you and you beat them all the time when they're trying to make a name for themselves? So any way you look at it is a double standard. This is why I agree with the other lady that was on the call.
I'm still walking in my category.
Okay,
so
it doesn't matter.
You rather walk against somebody that wasn't a legend, man?
I don't walk no more.
So you rather walk against anybody that wasn't a legend. That's what you're telling me right now.
You said I haven't walked against anybody that was a legend? What you say?
That wasn't a legend because
when I first started walking balls, I was walking against people that was legendary. But once I made my name and I became legendary, I don't feel the need to keep walking balls against these kids, even to give them the advantage to even win over me to build their own name up. I'm fine. So the only time you're going to get me to walk a ball, if my house really need me to walk for money, if we trying to win house with the most trophies, or if it's a big category that I'm walking against my own peers that are equal with me, I am not walking no regular category that ain't giving me no dime in my pocket to help me pay a cell phone bill against no newcomers. I'm sorry.
Dude,
I'm not
going. I'm like 100,000 plus a year. This ballroom shit ain't doing a motherfucking thing for me.
But listen,
I
think both of y'all have your own. I think both of y'all have your own opinion, and what man says as far as like what he feels about your thing. I'm cut the sword. I'm both sided with that too. Like man, I don't believe that about the dykes. I just don't think that any type of enhancement helps the situation. That's I don't believe that. And if it's something that's just open to all, like if the Butch Queen's legendary Butch Queen and Fem Queen, and that was something that's a different thing. But when I'm with him with that, and I think that that is not don't come from the woman's side or this side. Man, that was always like that. It was like that with the butch queens and the drag queens and the femme queens. It was, if you got caught taking them on, you had to change your category. That's just a problem. Now, with Kim and you coming out, I'm with that. But I don't see them giving any legendary butch categories either.
Thank you.
I felt like that, man, because I seen Kim. I said, no. But I didn't think, like, maybe I said, but she shouldn't, and Kim should not be walking with them.
Well, they don't
because,
give legendary
no.
butch categories. You can't say that. They can't. They're not going to get, listen, let me tell you something. The whole women ballroom scene actually started because all the females was feeling like the butch queens, us, were shading them. There wasn't enough. It wasn't enough butch categories or women categories and mainstream for them to participate. So they made their own damn they made their own little ballroom community.
But isn't Sean and Reese all of ain't they legends at iCars? So is it
but they stopped coming out? If they were still coming out as much, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure it's some people that would have put that on their flyer. Ain't nobody going to just disregard the fact of what they did throughout the history or the time length that they've been in the ballroom scene. That's not right, and I understand that. But my thing is still everything is still double standard. I'm not taking the fact. I respect how Kim feel about he. Anybody may feel that my son is taking anything, and that's a disadvantage. But the whole ballroom scene, any way you look at it, is always a disadvantage on anything because you have had butch queen in drags that have gotten away with walking the category, and they moaning. It's to this day, as we speak on this phone about this stupid subject, is a butch queen in drag probably popping the moan right now and going to walk the next ball as a butch queen in drag. So all this stuff to me is double standard. But again, I'm going to put a stop to it because I do not want to keep hearing indirectly that my kids are walking cheating. I don't like that. It don't make any sense because we already have enough trans men in our house that can walk the category already. So why would I have to send them out there to cheat? Because I'm going to be honest, I was the one that was getting offended from the comments that was made because it's like, oh, well, we have meetings, and I know he's a trans man, and I'm letting him walk butch categories. When Rome joined my house, he joined my house as a butch. He has titties. He's a butch to me. That's how I feel about it.
And he walks around ass naked with him out. So why is he so scared? We all know he got him. You feel me? He's not the only trans man that has him.
You still missing the point. He would not do that at mainstream ball. He would not do it. He won't do it.
But why is it all right to do it on this ball, Lucy?
Because his peers are all women. We are more critical.
We don't want to see that shit.
Listen, well, baby, somebody do. We don't want to see it. You're wrong. You got that switch the wrong way. We don't want to see it. He'll do that in your scene. It's a bunch of women. Y'all are there to like each other. We don't want to see that. He feel comfortable doing that with y'all because y'all women. He's not going to do that in mainstream because we're men. Are you feeling me? I'm just trying to make a point. I respect how you feel, and I'm going to grant you your wish. Trust me, he will not walk
anything.
It's going to be your wish. I keep hearing. Listen, Kim, my phone been ringing for months over this bullshit with y'all at them balls.
But this has been the problem for the last 20-plus years. This is why we separated or try to create a scene to have fun for the people that like to participate in these different things because of the fact of what are you saying right now? It's bullshit. It's bullshit to you.
Listen,
I pay $30 to get in the fucking ball, too.
My words,
I will have bullshit
to me
have to
is, listen, Kim. Don't switch my words up. The bullshit is not your category. I walk realness. It's people mainstream that don't see our category as well. So don't do that. I respect your category. Me personally, I like the realness category because that's the category that I started in. Because there's people in my scene that don't like my category. So how you think I feel? So don't sit up there and try to say I feel like your category is bullshit. No, bullshit to me is what y'all going through over who is a trans man and who is not. Who is identifying themselves as a trans man and who is not. That's the bullshit to me. And that's the only reason why I said I'm going to put it into it. As the father of the House of Prodigy and him being my son, it's going to end today. Because anytime I'm sitting up, and I felt disrespectful at a ball with the point that it would have made me feel like I was getting ready to get in a fight with Sean, and then I would have to get in a fight with my former House members. I had to step back and take a reality check.
Biologically, I'm still a man. Biologically, Sean is still a female. I'm not going to sit up there and let no butch disrespect me over some bullshit. So that's how I feel. I feel disrespected. I still feel disrespected, but I let it go, and I'm going to stop it. That's all I'm saying, Kim. I'm just going to stop it because it don't make any sense. That's all. I'm not disrespecting you. I'm not saying your category is bullshit. I like your category. You know what I mean? You was walking before me. When I came out, I used to look at y'all and be amazed. First of all, I never even knew what I had never heard of a trans man when I was out back then. So all this stuff we talking is way out of proportion to me because I didn't hear about it. Butches was butches to me. If you look like a dude, you was a butch. If you was a girl and you look like a dude, you was a butch.
Well, yeah, it's an evolution, and I don't want to hold them up. It's no disrespect to the ever man. It's always love. I appreciate it, though, because I don't want to hold y'all show up with this. You know,
yeah,
I know y'all have a lot of things to do.
Yeah, we got a lot of callers.
Right, so my bad.
Thank
but
you,
thank
man.
You so much.
Thank you,
no disrespect, man,
again.
Anytime. Thank you so
agreed,
much.
Disagree.
See y'all later.
Thank y'all. Okay, next caller, please. Next caller, we have a next caller, darling. Yes, let's get this show on the road, honey. Oh yeah, who are we calling? Hey, what is going on with Jaquan's phone tonight?
Don't worry about what's going on with my phone, Kelly. Okay.
What's your tea with that phone, honey? We got to get you a new phone.
Is that that
no,
Apple?
Oh, you were driving home. Okay. Oh shit, you heard the call. The call said, "Is that that Apple?" Oh,
no,
God. 678-755, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
Hey, I'm holding my comment back, man. They were just hashed out everything I was trying to talk about.
Okay, thank
oh,
you,
shit.
Baby. Thank you. Next caller, please.
You going to get on Tiny Chat, Kelly?
What did you say?
You can be on Tiny
Chat again? No, 609-505. You're live on the air.
What's goody? What's goody? This is Brett the Body Evisu.
Hey.
Calling.
Right.
How y'all doing?
Up.
How you doing?
I'm
I apologize. My voice is a little raspy. I was just this weekend was kind of wild and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this
mm-hmm.
really. I want to say I did enjoy myself overall. The ball definitely had a lot of potential. A lot of people was there. I'm sure a lot of houses made it mandatory. I'm sure there were some mitigating factors that made, you know, as far as why they didn't start on time, but I really was disappointed, you know, to come, you know, far and, you know, you really prepare for your category and, you know, make it that sometimes, you know, being a leader, you paying for this and paying for that for other people to walk and, you know, they don't get a chance to, you know, to really show out and stuff like that. This is balls that really make a statement for certain people and, you know, things of that sort. I, you know, overall the weekend was good, but like you said, you know, it is really the turn, you know, when you want to travel and go places and stuff like that and balls don't finish. You know, it makes you not want to travel and shit like that. You know, a whole half of the ball, and, you know, like you spent, you know, $600 getting ready and stuff like that. You know, that's you could spend $600 on something. That's rent. You know, that's some, you know, a whole bunch of car payment and insurance. You know, but I mean, the Milan's, I mean, the venue itself was nice. You know, the 12th floor was definitely jumping in the hotel room, you know. But,
ooh, what was going on on the 12th floor? I got to get
okay,
what's
okay,
going
okay,
on.
Okay, okay, don't you get up there and do that. We up here,
I mean,
we got time.
No, I mean, no, you know, keep it cute. You know, we all grown and stuff like that. But, I mean, you know, I mean, the drinks.
What do you mean jumping, like, as far as, well, all right, just tell me this, like, it was partying or it was sex?
Hey, I mean, you got to understand, it was kind of like, it was given like a prize set. You know, you got everybody in the lobby and shit, you know. You know what I mean, everybody was outside kind of parking lot pepper. You said what?
Was it a brothel?
No, I wasn't a brothel. That's not my scene. I don't get them skits and scats. I keep it kosher. I keep it kosher. But, no, I mean, the drinks was weak. I was a little upset about the drinks. The elevators was carrying and shit. You had to wait 25 minutes. You know, you drunk and shit. You got to take the stairs to get more liquor. That was out of control or whatever. But, I mean, overall, I did enjoy myself. The Rumble Ball was packed. You know, they did kind of save the day. I didn't get a chance to make it to the party or whatever. That was off the chains. I heard that was, you know, that was a move and shit. But I mean, overall, I did enjoy myself. You know, I mean, we just gotta. I know what I couldn't say is a lot of, you know, people. We know what Jersey gives. It's 2:00. They don't play that shit. Jersey, they shut it down. And the venue was nice, but a lot of times, you know, we had to go to the lab. Nobody want to go to the lab. But the lab is the only balls that let you carry on till 6-7 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
You know, stuff like that. I mean, but it's kind of gray area. I know that, you know, the Milan's probably had good intentions, but, you know, things happen. Shit happens, you know. I mean, what can you say? You know, I'm not going to sit on here and try to sit there and read them because in the same instance, the same shit has happened over and over again. I mean, you know, you make all the plans you want to, but when you got to put, you know, your artwork into fruition, shit happens, you know? So, I mean, it just is what it is. I mean, we all have went to balls and shit and then paid, you know, X amount of money and then them been pissed and been over, you know, when your category didn't get caught. It's just, I mean, it happens,
It was the first time it happened to me, honey.
And I'm sure you was over that shit. You didn't, I mean, that shit was, you was tight. You
gagging.
Evil. I mean.
I'm not gagging, Kelly, about your category. I'm gagging into
Ellis. I mean, it was like it was a big network. I saw a lot of people I ain't seen before, but a lot of motherfuckers out there, whatever. And, you know, just be out there, just get full, you know, have a good time. Just be with the fams or whatever. And just, you know, shout out to my Visu fams, you know. Definitely show their ass. I'm definitely proud of them. You know, my father, overall father, Kenny, you know, that was definitely ballsy. I have a newfound respect for that man. He definitely put, you know, his pride to the side, you know, for the betterment of the house, you know, to bring it home, you know, do something that, you know, some people, I'm sure they wouldn't be able to do. And I definitely got a lot of respect for that man. You know, he's got to, you know, he just, you know, he handles his handle, you know. That's all I can say, you know. But I definitely, you know, that transmission was wild, you know.
Okay.
You know, but, you know.
Thank you. Next caller, please.
Goody,
honey. 240-788, you're live on the air.
Good evening.
Mm-hmm. Good evening.
This is Rodney Milan.
Hey, Rodney Milan.
What's going on? Yeah, I'm going to comment on a few things if I am allotted my time and no interruptions.
Go ahead, Rodney. Comment, honey. It's your time. I was waiting for a Milan representative to call up here.
Okay. Well, first of all, for whoever was giving you play-by-play, Kelly, you had all my information, so you definitely could have contacted me. I was in the ballroom from 3 o'clock until 7:30 when I decided to do that 20-minute walk up the stairs to my room. No fags. They come down, go back up, come down, go back up. No one tried to enter into the ballroom. So let's get it right, because I was down there. Vito was at the door. Pampers was at the door. So don't say that the girls was down there trying to do whatever or come into the ball and the doors wasn't open. They were. So that's the first fucking lie. Again, the fags want to be fab, want to be grand, and you said it right earlier when you said the new kids. It's not the new kids. It's the old bitches that still haven't done shit but want to be fab and come late and be grandeur and be fashionably late as what they call fashion. And that's what makes the scene bullshit from the beginning. When everybody wants to come late or they want to text their girls, keep calling their girls, is everybody down there? No, the facts in the hotel kept coming downstairs, going back upstairs, going downstairs, coming back upstairs. And then if you keep doing that, then no one will come. So that was my first take on that. And then like they said about that, yeah, Kelly, I know, you know, you was, you know, you said that was your first time happening to you, but it's happened to me plenty of times. That I got ready for a ball, grand prize, or whatever the case may be, and as a house thing, or we didn't get to it. So, you know, that happens a lot. And Star Statements and Legends, 15 minutes, I was drained. It was like an hour. So Pussy might have called you when it was halfway over. Because it was less than an hour. And I know it took you an hour to get dressed. So she probably called you after she had been called out and sat back down and was tired, and that's what probably happened with that. It was damn near an hour. You can ask anybody on that one.
Well, baby, I gag when they called me and told me the ball started. By the time I got there, Steve gave my $30, bitch. I think it was even you or Kadar was walking up to Jack telling him to start the ball. And I said, well, goddamn, bitch, I just got downstairs.
Right, because we gave the icons a little time to try to say what they want to say, but they were mingling with each other because they haven't seen each other in a while and all that stuff. So we kept saying, okay, well, this needs to start. And I said, well, no, Jack,
The iPhone's going to have to wait for a minute because we got to get this ball started. Everybody know we got to be out by 2, so we were trying our best. But if the patrons and everybody's not working with us, we're trying to make it a pleasant experience for everyone and get the shade and get the ball and get everything popping. And if everybody's not on the same page, then, you know, then sometimes it's going to be, you know, so that's why I was sitting on stage trying to do my thing as far as to actually when the ball started to keep the flow of the ball going. And I apologize to everybody who came out to walk and didn't get a chance to walk. You know, that was definitely, you know what I'm saying, not the case we were trying to do. We were trying to get the venue going. But everybody knows already, especially the houses that live in Jersey and New York, if you know that the ball's going to be over at 2 o'clock, why, as the leaders of those houses, you didn't push your kids or push the people to come to the balls?
Well, my kids was upstairs in the hotel with Jack already.
And I'm like Rodney. So now, do you have anyone say? Because I have one I want to give you.
Say it again.
I said I have one for you. Now, would you like to elaborate on that? Now, I thought in my head, when I was laying home and I couldn't make it, like, okay, the Grand March.
Hold on, Nicole, before you go there. The girls in the chat room, Rodney, are saying that you're full of shit.
Okay. Speak on it. Whoever wants to comment, I'm ready.
Tell them to press 1.
For y'all girls in the chat room, honey, for y'all.
On the line, if anybody's on the phone line or on the chat room and have an opinion or something that they dislike and they didn't want to say, I'm a law representative that's in the building, come and address. We're not going to go through this tomorrow.
For y'all girls that's in the chat room that says Rodney's full of shit and y'all got a mic on y'all computer, y'all can press click to talk on the top of over the chat room and y'all can talk from the chat room or y'all can call in through y'all spoof numbers or y'all can call in through y'all payphone. Bitches, grow some motherfucking balls, mistake. This is the problem.
And everybody's entitled to their opinion. If you have something, here's someone that can address it, that
right.
Has to help organize. Come and say it. All that talking and how you feel and everything is inadmissible when he's here and nobody wants to talk. Listen, now, Rodney, somebody said this earlier, and it was gagged to me because I was waiting to see it. You know, I know all the old Milans. Like, what was that about, like, the Grand March? It's 20 years. He said the Grand March was going to be, like a lot of people said they can't. Well, a caller called and said he wanted to see Stephanie. I anticipated in my head to see what was Stephanie going to come and bring. Like, where would you say were all the people for the Grand March or everybody expected to be there?
Well, I myself, of course, was expected to see Stephanie. But, you know, a lot of people know as of the last, you know, few years or so, Stephanie is not really coming out of New York. She just goes where she feels comfortable. And so she thinks Jersey is tired and dirty and stuff like that. So, you know, we still kept trying to, you know, influence her to come, but she didn't want to come. I spoke to Eric. Eric was doing other things. He went, you know, to one of his little fashion parties and things of that nature. And he's like, well, you guys don't need us. You guys have the one been holding it down for all these years. You know, we didn't want to come and take, you know, take the air out of what the new generation Milans have been doing. And, you know, we spoke on that. So, I can see. But I would have loved for all the ones that made the house what it was to be there, you know what I'm saying? There was, you know, a few of them trickled in, but I wanted them, you know, I would have wanted more to be there.
Where was the Florida chapter?
It was like 3 or 4 of them there. They, you know, I guess finances and other things just, you know.
It's a lot of balls. It's a lot of balls. Is it true that Eric is now the father?
Say it again?
Is it true that Eric is now the father of New York?
Yes.
Congratulations, Eric. I've been wanting to say that for the whole time, but I didn't know because I heard it through the grapevine. I didn't hear that from you, Kelly. Somebody said Hickleby. Congratulations. Well deserved. You ate that, but I already knew. I knew that was coming. But congratulations. Congratulations.
And I wanted to come on, you know, I guess I have the, Kelly, I have the same role as you have for Ms. Rocky, for Milan, as far as the asshole or the bold bitch of the group that stirs up all the pots and whatever. And so that's why I said, okay, I guess I have to get on the phone because everybody's texting my phone and calling
me. I'm still waiting for someone to press 1, Kelly.
Listen, Nicole, nobody's not going to press 1. I have been doing this for the last year and 2 months.
And
I have been going through this.
And I'm gagging at that. But
I'm here to make it hot. I'm going to get in your business like you get in mine. So are you ready? Yeah. Tyreek, are you still on the line?
Rodney, you's a mess, Rodney. Rodney's
no,
a mess.
No,
Rodney's a mess.
Rodney,
Rodney,
no, I am not,
Rodney,
baby.
Please, bitch, do not.
Okay, well, I'm gonna, you know what? Because this is about the long recap. But it's about the rumble as well. I'm not
Rodney.
Even gonna touch it. I'm not gonna touch it. But Kelly definitely knows where I'm going.
Hold on, my week number is 347-283 switchboard.
Yes, you do that, bitch.
Well, I just want to say congratulations to Monet on her position as father from Miss Rahi, New Jersey. Also, I noticed that Paris, I don't know if it was true or not, but they didn't call her Paris Garçon. They just said Paris. So, you know, annoying thing about that.
Oh, yes, I ended your own. Let me read. I forgot another recap. I forgot to tell y'all girls.
No, let Rodney finish. Please let Rodney do that. Please get her up here. Call her. Because, see, I'm always the real bitch, and he's right. Get her up here. That's what they want to do. We're not going to sit here and exclude us. Get her up here. She got up here to curb. Get her.
Well, from what I heard was Milan got kicked out of the House of Garçons, but he said that he left. But that's the tea that I got, girls.
Oh.
Yes, honey. You know I'm the best, honey.
Right, but Milan was, when we was listening to Milan's show, she said that it was, you know, it was like a 50-50 that because Waleek has more foundation and friends and mothers and, you know, godparents in the house or whatever, it seemed like they were geared toward taking his side over hers. So in order to not have to deal with that, she decided
to
press on.
Is that accurate? Is that accurate?
And I'm just going by what I heard on the show.
No, but I mean, do you know if it's a fact? Like, he does have more power than he would have in the house. Is that a fact?
Hold on, Nicole, because Tyreek is not on the phone line no more. So we got to get Miss Nicki Minaj to call Miss Tyreek and get Miss Tyreek up here on the phone, okay? Tyreek, you said last week on the radio show, a legendary mother, Sabrina Icon, was an icon. I called her out as an icon, and she stopped Miss Kool-Aid and said, I'm not an icon. I'm just Sabrina. Tyreek, Nicki Minaj, get your girlfriend back up on this line. I need her.
Wait, okay, and Rodney.
Yes.
And while we wait for
Nicki, you're there. But no, Nicole, you don't have to speak, Nicole, because you didn't say anything about it. Tyreek said it.
Tyreek said anything about it, but I'm right. You know what I'm talking about because, bitch. Oh, go ahead, Nicki Minaj.
Go ahead, Nicole.
Go ahead, Nicki Minaj. Go ahead. Oh, Miss Kelly Young, child.
You know, Nicole, what happened was as soon as all that was transpiring, Kelly and I just caught like a glimpse of each other, and as she was nudging Tyreek away from her, and we was like, oh.
Buddy. Yeah, she nudged Tyreek and said, I told you this. I told you this already.
Oh. That was cute. It was cute. I'm just going to keep. I think it would just be wise to keep my opinion to myself. But to let the record, show, Kelly, you tell them, bitch, as soon as it was brought to me, I found you. And
yes, as soon as it was brought to Nicole came and told me. Yes.
Because I gagged. And that's where I'm leaving it at.
Well, I watch our week. Nicki, where you at? Nicki, are you there? Hello? Hold on. 47692, you're live on the air. Hello, Nicki? What is going on with Nicki, honey?
All right, well,
and
y'all got 10 minutes to
get
Kelly. Your girlfriend for Rodney and anything else because we're not gonna sit up here and do this.
Oh, no, we're not. We moved on. I just wanted to have some fun.
No, I'm not talking about that. No, I'm not talking about. I'm talking to the callers. Tomorrow, we're not discussing the Milans. We're gonna move on, and y'all can call mess. We're not gonna do this. So y'all on the phone, whoever's there, get your girlfriends now. If you got anything you want to elaborate on, get them now. We are not going to do this. She's not coming up here yelling and screaming about tomorrow again. No, she's not going to do that.
And Kelly,
yes.
Of course, Grand March. I, you know, for the as far as a leader in the house, and you know, I was on the, like on the stage, motivating, doing whatever I could do to keep the ball going as far as Kadon running in and out. We was communicating back and forth that way. I was thinking that Grand March was going to be scratched because we were so pressed for time. But I think he didn't want to. What's the word I'm using? The younger kids, the new kids, and then the announcement on Eric and different stuff like that, that he still wanted to give them a chance. That's why I didn't even attempt to go get my stuff to put on for Grand March because I thought it was actually going to be scrapped. You know what I mean?
Yeah, wish it would have been scrapped. I wish it would have. I not even wish it would have been scrapped. I wish they would have called Big Girl's face right before the category.
Because he did tell me as soon as I walked down, you know.
Rodney, so this is another thing, Rodney. Why, before Grand March, they say, why did they call Amari out for Mother Chanel right before Grand March and say, instead of doing another category?
I have no idea. That was Jack. It wasn't planned. It was just something that he did for whatever reason.
Oh, congratulations to Amari. She's the overall mother?
No,
she's just Mother Chanel of Atlanta.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Oh,
thank you.
No, that...
I don't know why that was done. But they stopped it. They did a couple of times for a couple of people, I guess.
Yes, and that could have been categories. That could have been categories. That could have been called,
well,
honey.
You know what? It all boils down to what's factual and what's not factual. Is what Rodney said or what the
I think somebody
said.
Might want to talk to Rodney. 404-955, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the air.
This is Father Fred Chanel.
Hey, Fred.
Oh, hi, Fred Chanel. How are you?
Hey, brother.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Rodney's still on the phone.
Yes, Rodney is.
What's up, bro?
Listen, nothing much. Nothing much. Answering questions.
I got a couple of things I wanted to say about the ball and stuff. And, I mean, ball had potential to be a wonderful function. But, I knew in my heart that it wasn't going to finish at all. Because, I mean, if you ever threw a ball before, especially house balls, you know those are one of the longest balls it takes to finish. And the tip might have been good, but we all know that the people could have showed up on time. You could have had everybody there. It would have took a whole hour if people were there at 7 o'clock to get in. So you still would have wasted an hour then. But from 7 to 2 would not have been enough time to complete a major ball, like the Milan ball. And everybody know that everybody's going to come to support the Milan.
Quotations.
Excuse me.
True.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you, Brian.
Actually, I'm on the road driving back to Atlanta now. We drove 14 hours for the Milan.
Quotations.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just feel like, you know, sometimes you got to think about the people who's coming to support you, because even if everybody came with that, there was no way you would have got through with the whole ball and Grand March in that little bit of time.
And let alone that, Fred, if you know anything, and this is what people that know, you couldn't get the Milan's nobody. They couldn't get their place after that. And that's why I said the fact remains, if like what you said, if they showed up on time, and Rodney, like if they were in the building and legislators and stars would have came, if everybody would have lined up, and he would have saw that there was some type of people trying to get in, they would have gotten in. Because if anybody know about Newark, New Jersey, there is nothing going on after 2 o'clock. That's just a fact. That's not the Milan, folks. That's not this one. The Robert Treat Hotel does not play that. I'm gagging that they didn't cut the lights out on you, Rodney, at 1:30.
One of my old house members told me that they couldn't be in there after 2 o'clock.
They won't cut the lights.
And I was surprised about that. I didn't know that.
He said y'all got out at 2:30.
Right, he gave us 30 extra minutes because normally at 1:30 they start telling you it's time to break it down to have you out so everybody will be out by 2,
by
not
two.
Ending the ball at 2.
Yeah,
that's what my friend was talking about,
yeah,
and I was telling him.
A lot of people don't know what was actually what went on with them like that. They don't give that. And when you think of Milan quotations from the weekend itself, it would be somewhere like that. And that's what I mean. It was so the name carries so much elegance and stuff that, you know, everybody, you expected so much and it was like that or whatever, but they wouldn't have their ball at some place that would be raggedy and shinky and you wouldn't be able to get there in and out of cabs. So you did the Robert Tree Hotel, 2:00. That's that.
I mean, like, sometimes, like, even when in Atlanta, sometimes there's venues that are much better than some venues that people choose, but you have to choose a venue. Me, personally, I'm always going to choose a venue that I know I'm going to be able to get through with all my categories, point blank. Because most of us, most of the legends and icons, we don't even pay to get involved. So we really don't care if it's finished or not. But the children, they care because they got to pay $30 to get in every single ball. And even if they walk, and that's extra money. So we got to think about, you know, and I think sometimes we get caught up where we don't even pay to get involved, so we really don't care if it's finished or not. But the kids that do, it means a lot to them. And if you look at it now, there's so many balls now. People gotta start finding ways to make your ball stand out amongst everybody else's balls.
I agree.
And if your ball is known for not finishing, I know a few balls that used to be hot in the beginning, and now, you know, they're little mini balls now.
Robbie, but, I have one more thing that tickled my pussy.
Okay. She tickled her pussy. Wow.
Baby, what happened to those tables?
What do you mean?
And don't tell me they was $200.
That edible arrangement, and that's all I had, was an edible arrangement.
You have to speak with the Kadan on that. I just lined them up and tried to, you know, accommodate.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Robbie. Thank you, Robbie, too, for what you put our table to.
No problem. The people who call, people who reserve, the people who paid in advance, I try to accommodate everybody to the best of my ability.
Okay, because I wanted to know, because that edible arrangement, I was looking for something else, honey, because I heard how your boy was in D.C., honey, so I just knew the table was going to be fabulous, honey.
Well, you had, you know, it was different people. You know, when you have a houseboat, it's a lot of different hands to the pot or whatever, because I had my own ball. I had total control of what I was doing, and with, you know, with only one other person who was able to, you know, sit down and calculate things, you know what I'm saying? So.
Hold on, we have another caller, 678-754. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air, darling.
Oh, what's up, everybody? This is Booty. I just want to ask Rodney a question before I go on to what else I want to talk about. I couldn't make it to the ball. I had other things going on with me. But when you guys did your flyer, you knew you was having this ball at this place. Did you place on your flyer that you had to be out here at 2 o'clock?
Yes, sir.
Because everybody don't live in Newark, New Jersey, and don't know that you
have to
be out
here. Yes, sir. It was on there. Told everybody, and verbally we told them, on the shows we told them, on the flyer, everything. It's 2 o'clock, everybody who know Robert Tree, and we told verbally, like, whenever I went to the balls, every ball I went to, which was a lot, every ball.
Okay, see, this is what I'm really not understanding.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take it back, and it's no shade to nobody. I'm going to take it back to Labor Day weekend with the Ebony ball. This was
right.
A daytime ball, a
right.
Daytime ball. So you mean to tell me you having a ball that starts in the daytime and you cannot complete the whole ball? Like, something's not right. Like, what? Like, something's not right here. Who's the finger is going to get pointed at? Because you got some people saying that you guys wasn't there ready. You got some people saying the doors wasn't open. You got some people saying all the Milans wasn't even there. You got some people saying that the Milans are walking around not even dressed for Grandma. I mean, like, so what was going
on? Because we wasn't even planning on, you know, as if Grandma's be in the second half or beginning of the second half, why would you be dressed at 7 o'clock for a Grand March?
Okay, so you think Grand March should have been in the second half?
No, they wanted to get some categories out the way and get the ball going. Instead of, if you would have had it in the beginning, you probably would have had less categories than that.
If you want to get the categories out the way, let's not, like Kelly said earlier, I mean, everybody, you know, when Grand March come around, we do know everybody wants Grand March because that's your time to shine. But everybody does not deserve that time to shine. So why put everybody in Grand March when everybody's not doing that during that year? I mean, it doesn't make sense, and it's not fair that people, because now they're not, now people can't fly really. So now it's not fair that people have to gas up, not only gas up, but get on these roads and drive all these hours and, you know, prepare themselves to walk these categories, and it does not happen. I mean, that's just not fair. I mean, we're like in a recession, and people are losing money, and people are wasting money and going to these balls are not finishing. And quote, unquote, it's these outstanding houses that and people that's throwing these balls, and they're not finishing. Like, what's going on?
Yes, yes, Switchboard.
Like you said, with the heavy
ball. Rodney, yes, Switchboard, that, and yes, that is. Rodney, somebody asked in the chat room, a question came over in the chat room, so why didn't the doors open up at 5 o'clock like y'all promoted?
If people would have came at 5, which I was downstairs, because Don was downstairs, Vito was downstairs, if the people would have wanted to come in at 5, the doors would open because we were still inside the building. We were sitting there. Man was still having balloons at 5, so we were all downstairs, so if people wanted to actually come in, they could have. Kelly, no one was downstairs to come in at 5 o'clock. That gate, the door actually was open all day, but people still wasn't coming. They'll come down, look around, go back upstairs. I was out there because I know.
Somebody said live. I was downstairs at 5 o'clock.
They're lying because if they were downstairs, they was mingling in the lobby like the rest of the facts was doing, not trying to come to a ball.
They said and the doors were still locked. The doors open.
Oh, they are lying. They are lying. I was still downstairs. I was still downstairs. I didn't leave from downstairs to go upstairs to my room till 7:30.
So I'll say so. Like what needs to be done at the end of the day? Like, what needs to be done? Do the leaders need to get together, you know, and have a big meeting about these balls, about pushing your kids to come to these balls, and the people that storm these balls? Because if we all know some people who storm balls, they wait on a crowd, you know, and who plays a part in that? Is it the commentators? Is it the people who storm the ball? I mean, because now it's really becoming unfair to a lot of people that's spending money, that's working hard and spending these monies and trying to walk these categories. Like, who's the finger needs to be pointed at the end of the day? Because it's not fair to a lot of people. It's really not fair to a lot of people. Like I said, I'm not going to point the finger at nobody. You're saying these balls are starting in the daytime. So that's ample enough time for everybody to, you know what I'm saying, prepare themselves to get ready. Second of all, you're having this ball at a place that closes, and you know you have to be out of there at 2 o'clock. You know this. And you know the type of people that you're dealing with when you're throwing these balls. So, like, who's to blame here? Like, what needs to be done? Because it's really getting, like, you got people that really don't want to be fooled up with the balls or don't even attempt to try to come to balls because they already got it set in their head. Oh, child, they're not going to finish the ball. Oh, they're not going to get to my category. I mean, like, so what can be done about this?
I wanted to say that I like what Kelly said earlier, and this is really a fool, though, because I was thinking people coming on time, so now I have to blame the older people and the ones that wants to be faster, because them Kiki balls, she's not lying. They start early. They are over at 12. They have productions and everything. Now, the mainstream read these Kiki balls, but they are the Kiki, and they're doing it more productive than the mainstream balls. That don't make any sense. Like, and when you think about
You can't say, oh, it's too many categories, or oh, it's this and that, because, like, y'all, you guys are keep stating and you keep elaborating on it. The Kiki function have, what, 30, 35 categories? I mean, and they still finish all of those. I mean, so at the end of the day, like, what's the problem?
If I think they're trying to change. I think that I personally would say is that balls are used to being started late. And the fact that they're trying to change the time, people always, even when you say it's early, child, they're not going to start late. They're going to start late. I've said it at my mouth myself, child.
If I got there early, child, they won't be starting late. So even when you get there early, they won't be starting late because that is the format of the way it used to go. But because now there's so many balls and we need to get these venues, it has to go during the day and it's not being brought productively. So I personally would say I'm going to pick the older leaders and the role models and the people that's supposed to get these kids there and supposed to be there themselves so that these balls can get started. Because if the Kiki Kids is doing it, that's not the problem. We have balls every time and or every 3 and 4 times a month. That can't be the problem. But what is unfair that these people are spending their money. Say, craft is not there no more. They're spending their cash, and it's not happening.
Right. I mean, there's something has to be done about it. At the end of the day, something has to be done. You know, because you got the owners saying they was there. You got people saying they wasn't there. And I mean, at the end of the day, nothing is getting solved.
And a lot of people need to take the blame because they all hype up the ball. They say this is going to happen, this is going to happen, and these people should be there to see the hype, and then it's not there, and they have to get out of there. I mean, when you think about it, you know, sometimes it's kind of hard. You don't know who to blame because, like, look at the way it's all going. But if everyone that are leading the situation and the people, like you said about the grandma that doesn't do this, or, you know, a lot of time is being wasted for nothing.
Right.
But like Booty, like for just say the Ebony Ball, they say it's going to start early in the day. Atlanta balls are infamous for starting at 3, 4 in the morning. So people definitely wasn't believing that. But the Ebonies were there at like 3 and 4 o'clock.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah,
I know that for
there.
A fact. I know that
yeah,
for a fact
they
were there because
there.
I was there with them.
Yeah, they
so
were
that's
there.
Why I
so.
That's
the
I
same
say,
thing
like,
about
who's,
the Bugatti balls. The Ebony was the only house that was there at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, I was there too, and they were the only ones there. So, once again, like, who's the finger to be pointed at? Nicole said the leaders. Nicole said the leaders. I mean,
I say that too because it's the leaders that should round up the kids and round up themselves instead of sending a kid or two, sending a child or two to get there. Text me when you get to the ball. Let me know what's going on.
Absolutely, right. And if I call you and one of my kids or, and then somebody outside call and they call me and say, what you doing? And I tell them I'm doing my hair. And I told them they had to be at the ball. What type of example am I setting? So us that needs to take blame for that. If we're not there, and because we're used to, like Rodney said, not just Atlanta, Rodney, but New York. Remember, that's how we used to start, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. The girls used to go make their coins, and they go to the ball. Now we got it different, and recently in the early 2000s, it was where the balls was like at 12 and 1, and they'd go on into 6. Now they're trying to push it into 6 o'clock in the afternoon. We're changing, and it's going to cause a big thing because you're changing the way it normally went. So people's thinking in their head, whether they're being selfish, whether they're just being backed in a day, you know it's going to start this time, and they just pay it, and they don't get there. Then they miss their category, and they come on Blog Talk Radio and everybody else, and they read.
Okay, well, that was it. That's all I just wanted to say. All right, Rodney.
All right, love you. Hope you had a good weekend that weekend.
Oh, yeah, I'll see you.
Your birthday weekend.
Oh, yeah, I had a nice time that weekend.
Okay. Thank you, Woody, for calling in. Next caller, please, if we have one. Can you close
that up, please?
Next caller, we have one. Baby. He's gone. You know what kills me? I'm just so gagging. I'm so really gagging. That so many of you girls in the chat room saying that y'all know for definitely that the doors was not open at 5 o'clock or anything, but all you girls want to sit here in this chat room and write. Won't you pick up the phones and have some fucking balls or clitoris and say what the fuck is on your mind?
That's why the chat room, so they don't have
right.
to do
5 o'clock to the chat room, I was downstairs. 6 o'clock to the chat room, I was downstairs. 7 o'clock to the chat room, I was still downstairs.
Hold on, we have a caller, 856-206. You're live on the air.
Hey, yo, what's up? This is me. It's Anthony again.
Hey, Anthony.
Uncle Rodney.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm not going to talk about the people that were there at 5 o'clock, but I know I was there at 6:15,
You and you, I was talking to you and me, and the door was closed.
So the door wasn't closed. The view wasn't trying to come in. Everybody was mingling outside.
We did try to go, and the cops said that they wasn't letting nobody in. It was me, Kai, Kevin, because man had a suitcase. You
and I saw, because I saw, I told the Kai, and I was like, thank you for coming on time. And, you know, when I was out there talking to you guys, I was like, nobody was trying to come in. I thought everybody was just standing out there mingling with each other, talking. Because if people were trying to come in, I would have had, speak with the police. I didn't know anything about the police saying that nobody could come in because we was all downstairs. That's why I said, I was telling kids that people just in the lobby just talking and stuff amongst each other, not trying to come into the ball.
They weren't letting none of us in, but I did see a lot of people mingling in the
right.
lobby.
Right. Did the police say why they wasn't letting y'all in?
No, the doors were closed. We were conversing amongst ourselves waiting for the doors to open because, as you noticed, we was right there in front of the door. We was right there in front of the door before anybody showed up. And it was like, wow, where's everybody at? So if people was in the hotels and they were there at time, why weren't they downstairs at 5 o'clock when they were
exactly,
home?
Exactly. My point. Good point. Because when I came in there to talk to y'all, I just...
Yeah, because I know when I was there, I got there at 6:15, we standing in the lobby and they wouldn't even let us in. So I ain't know what was going on. Because we were standing right there in front of the door and we was talking with you and me.
Right. See, Kelly, I told you, nobody wasn't down there. It was like four or five people that I was talking with, Anthony and Kyden, who were there. But I didn't know they was not trying to come in or trying to come in or not. So for the other people that are saying that they were there, someone who actually was there, who I actually spoke with and saw, I know.
Oh, well, I don't know. The only thing I know is at 4 o'clock, I was in Soho. I put my kids on the plane with Jack, and they was there in the hotel. I know what time I got there. I got there at 7:30. And when I got there at 7:30, I put on my dress and everything and was ready to come downstairs. And the kids said it was nothing going on, that the doors were still closed. This is what my kids was telling me. I wasn't down there to see for myself. I wasn't coming downstairs until somebody had a mic in their hand and they was doing legislative statements and stars. But I didn't only can speak for I can only speak on what I was told. I didn't see anything myself, so I don't know. Do we have any other callers? I'm gagging at you girls in the chat room and saying, everybody in the chat room, y'all have so much to say in the chat room and saying,
so
none of y'all's not picking up the phone and calling in here and saying anything, and Rodney is right here. Why y'all so scared to address somebody, Miss Thang? Hold on, we have another phone call, 202-553, you're live on the air.
What's up, everybody? This is Junior, EVC from D.C.
Hey.
What's up, Junior?
What's up, Kelly? What's up, Rodney? I have something to say. It's not about the doors or anything opening like that, but it's about, I guess, the legends and the icons and those people that don't necessarily come out that often anymore. But when they do, I guess they're asked to judge these major balls and, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then they get on the judges panel, I guess, just to reiterate to the room how grand they are. But then to watch your house members go up, and then to watch these icons and these legends who you haven't seen in X amount of years just text through the categories, and to pay the younger people that are walking, because, you know, I've only been walking for probably like 2-3 years now. And, it's discouraging because it's like, and then when people like us later on in years become legend, these are the same people that say you snuck under the radar, or, you know, you're a quote-unquote microwave legend or something like that.
Exactly.
And then,
I'm so glad
you're
here. You called in here and you had the balls to say something, because, baby, I have seen it done, bitch. I have seen it. The girls sit there and text and everything and do all type of things that they want to do on the fucking judges panel. It's ridiculous.
And then, just for example, at the Rumble Ball, I walked the Rumble Ball because they didn't get to my category at the Milan Ball. But at the Rumble Ball, I was walking, and it was time for a judge to judge, and the judge had to be nuts because he was actually asleep on the panel, when they just could have easily been replaced. It's just not fair to the younger kids like myself who are, you know, actually trying to get out here and walk and compete.
I can vouch for that. When I'm not going to say who it was, but when Father seen him sleep, Father did have him replaced.
Yeah. That's all I wanted to say, though.
Thank you, Junior, for calling in. Okay. Do we have any other callers, honey?
Cool.
I left with that, honey. I wish more. This is the problem. This is the problem right now, right?
Yeah,
you know
good.
What I see is another problem with the scene. The young generation, and all you young girls that's in the chat room and that's on the phone lines, you are the up and coming ballroom scene. Girls need to know how to step up and speak up for yourself. If you girls can't step up and speak for yourself and have a voice for yourself, nobody else is going to speak for you, and they're going to pay you.
And when you are somebody, and I'm talking to you from experience, the only way your voice is going to be heard is when you decide to say something to somebody that somebody wouldn't say it to. You speak and you say what you say, because when you say something to me and I don't know who you are and you said it, I know who you are from that point. So don't be scared and afraid to anybody. Don't ever be afraid to say what you want to say and how you want to say it, because if they didn't notice you for what you did on that boardroom, they will notice you for the way you approach them and let them know how you felt.
And another thing, bitch, with me. Everybody thinks that I'm this big, bad bitch and I'm just so evil and everything. I respect a bitch more for standing up and speaking to me and saying what they feel instead of talking behind my back or letting them get home and get in the chat room or get on Walk For Me Wednesday or get in a Yahoo conference. I respect you more if you speak to me, if you say what you got to say to me.
And Kelly, it doesn't really matter, Rodney, and all of y'all know from experience, when you don't do that, you're never noticed anyway.
Right.
You're never noticed. And that's
something?
You take that for your
life.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah,
what's up? This Anthony, y'all put me on hold and I wasn't finished talking. Now, let's get back to this ball. Now, for the people who says that the Milans wasn't going to finish all the categories, if y'all seen the capacity of all them people that was in there and how many people was walking, it wasn't no way some categories was all going to get finished. They might have had it probably 10 or 7 left.
This is my thing. I don't know who made the order of category. I don't know who made the order of category. I know Kadar's not in the ballroom scene like that. You know, he comes out to ball. You know, he has his personal life and everything. I don't know if he made the order of category, but if Kadar made the order of category, somebody should have helped Kadar with the order of category, because all those order, the first half order of categories that they had, those categories should not have been in the first half. That runway category, that performance category should not have been in the first half. You know that 30 to 40 girls is going to walk that category. That runway was made into a T. The motherfucking performance category filled the whole fucking T on both sides. Runway did the same thing. Those categories should not have been in the first half. Nobody will. I can go and Walk For Me Wednesday right now and get the order of categories.
But why wouldn't they wouldn't have been in the first half because of the way they were and what was they being given?
I could have went on Walk For Me Wednesday and told you and sit here and make the order of category and trust and believe. We would have got through more categories if it was other categories besides those performance categories and the runway category, where 40 girls walk performance and 30 girls walk runway.
But look, but all them people that was there, a lot of people was walking. You probably could have had 20 people per category. You wasn't guaranteed to get through all of them.
Right, if you put them in the first or the second half. Right, because they had to be out there at 2. So if I think it was smart to put what was mainstream in the first half, and that's why they threw I knew that they were going to have their grand march at the end. Sometimes people need to use their common sense. We're talking about the Milans and what they were doing, they boss. Come on, let's call it what it was, okay? I knew that they would have their grand march at the second half. That would be wise, because if you expected the whole house to be there and they had to be out by 2, they wouldn't have did it in the first half. They would have given everybody what they needed, because the bottom line is they started at 7:30, 45 or whatever, and they had to be out by 2.
Hold on. Cream, you on the line? Is Cream there? Hold on. Okay, well, I don't know where Cream is at, but let me tell you something. Grandma started at 1:15. Cream, are you there?
Kelly.
Yeah, okay, hold on, Cream, 1 minute. Grandma started at 1:15, okay? And you had to be out there by 2 o'clock. At 1:15, you already knew you only did 12 categories out of 40. The House of Milan was supposed to bite the bullet for Grand March and take care of people that paid to get into that ball.
I think that it should have started on time. How about that?
Oh, no, no, no. You're a promoter. You're a promoter, Nicole. You're a promoter. Okay? And as a promoter, I would have bit the bullet for my house because I would not want the girls to take it read and get through more categories than rather have Grand March. Now, go ahead, Cream.
But every ball is ran different. Every ball is ran different. You're not a Milan. You can't tell the Milans how to run their ball.
I'm not saying I'm telling the Milan how to run the ball, but I'm just saying if you look at common sense and logic, if it's 1:15 and you only did 11 categories and you have this ball until 2 o'clock, why have a Grand March when you know it's 60 girls in a Grand March? And how long is that going to take?
I think I'm not.
Kelly, I agree with you 100%. I agree with you 100%, Kelly. But that was their ball. That's how they decided to run it. We can't control that. It happens to the best of us. I mean, we've been walking
the ball
for years.
Sounds very selfish. I think that makes it sound very selfish, Anthony, to say that it was their ball and that's how they ran it. I don't think that's not the way. I don't think that is. And I'm going to say that for the House of Look, you got people that come in, the people that's in their grandmas that's getting the ball. Everybody want to be seen. Everybody wants to get their category. The kids in the house want to be in the Grand March. And that's just a tough decision. That's the way. And I'm going to leave it with the ball should have started on time. Then the Grand March would have been able to be done, and Kelly would have been able to walk her category, and everybody else would have been able to walk their category.
Anthony, hold on, Cream and Nature, go ahead.
First, I want to say good evening to everybody on the phone.
Hey, Nature, what's going on?
What's going on? I just want to say, as a ball promoter, and I'm not going to speak about the Milan ball because I wasn't there, I didn't run the ball, so I can't speak on that. But what I want to say is, if you're, as a ball promoter, you're going to start a ball at a time that you have on your flyer, start your ball at the time you have on your flyer. Mm-hmm. I don't care if there's 30 girls there. Mm-hmm. If there's 30 girls there and your DJ is there and you have a commentator, even if you don't, you get a house member on the microphone and you start LSS, I promise you the girls will come out of the woodwork.
Yes.
I've seen it. I've been to three different balls separately over the country, and they've called LSS, and I've seen girls stop, drop, start texting, jump on sidekicks, and girls would come out of nowhere, and you would gag. You would say, oh, my goodness, she wasn't outside, and you would see people come from all directions, and I'm telling you, if you start your ball and you say, I'm putting my foot down, and this is what I'm doing, I'm holding my contract and my promise to my patrons, the girls will show up and they will walk, and you will not have this issue.
Yes. And you know another thing? Let me make another point to you, Nicole, right?
Yeah, people want to wait for the crowd to get there because they don't have the money before,
well,
or they don't
make
have
another
money
point.
The ball and give out the grand
that
prize.
Let me make another point
to y'all, right? I'd rather have 60 house members mad at me than having the whole ballroom community ruin my house.
Well,
they
ball.
Don't do that anyway. They did that before the ball.
But it's even worse, Nicole, now that they can prove it and say, oh, well, see what happened last time?
I mean, you know what? I'm not going to sit like I did for Jasmine or anybody else. I personally am a very neutral and fair person. I'm going to call it the way I myself knew that what would have happened because it was, I think maybe we should ask them why, you know, because quotations, Milan, they gave it at this place that where people didn't
didn't know that the time was 2 o'clock and they had to get out of there, and they had a choice to do it this way and that way, and if the bull would have started on time, that's what would have happened. I don't think that they tried to basically do anything to anybody because they tried to give everybody a fab weekend. I knew that their grandmas was going to be at one at the end of the second half, and I thought they was getting knocked out of that building at 1:30. Now, this is me and my experience. So I knew not to go crazy and jump up and down and spend, and I saved my money, and I couldn't make it, so I saved my money to the Rumble Ball, and there I go. So we cannot sit here and blame. It's so many balls, guys. Like, every we got to get money to go here, there, and every time we get on the recap, we're always talking about the same thing. How can we change it? It's so hard. And like Cream said, was the best thing. And Kelly, you said, bitch, if 5 people is in the building, and if you don't have enough money to pay whoever you paying, then maybe you should have thought about, you know, giving the ball. Because if you gamble on faith, when you started with 5 people, like Cream said, you will get to be 100 people there within the hour. Your ball will start. The categories they missed, you got through everything. You can go back and do whatever that you didn't do, because you did everything and you got through your categories, and now y'all still have the building. We go back. That's that.
So we got another caller, 215-908, you're live on the air.
Hello?
215-908, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Hello, we hear you.
Yeah, I wanted to make a comment. I agree with Kelly. When Kelly said that the House of Alliance should have just, you know, bit the bullet when they realized it was 1:15 and they wanted to start SSL, I think they should have just had more categories, because I think that was kind of selfish that they did Grand March and paid other people categories. Even though, you know, the House of Alliance people probably traveled from all over, but at the end of the day, it was a ball, and that's what I think the purpose should have been, finishing the ball.
Thank you, Carla. Okay, next caller, we have one. 516-451, you're live on the air.
Hi, Ma. How you doing?
Hey, who is this?
Hi, Nicole. This is Danny Missouri.
Hey, you didn't know the number? I knew it was him.
I just wanted to say I had a good time over the weekend. I just wanted to say they could have started the ball early or whenever on time, because when I got there, the elevators was packed alone. It was like 100 people trying to get upstairs. Right then and there, they could have started the ball. Or if they knew people was in their rooms, they could have started the ball. Like, the ball was in the hotel. They knew people was there. Like, come on.
You and one of the other people have not gotten up there and said your opinion. Thank you very much. Basically, because I think
agree,
that's
I agree
the overall
with
argument.
Everything. I agree with everybody when they say the ball should start on time, because that's how I feel about all the balls I went to.
I think when everybody getting into the whole bite and the bullet thing and the doing that, I think that's a bit much. The bottom line is maybe it should have just started on time. And how and what can we do to get that to be started? And like Cream and Kelly said, start it. 6 o'clock, I'm starting.
Hold on, we got a caller. This one might be a dozy. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello. You guys there?
Yes, we are.
I just had a quick question about something I saw on the chat, live chat.
On the what?
On the live chat, on the chat, on the computer.
Oh, on the Tidy Chat.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there was a question about why Icon Andre Red Tony Milan saying check, 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 moving from house to house, house and state, FBI wanted check, check.
Well, hit Andre up. If you see that on Andre's tag, you have Andre's tag. Andre doesn't come on the show, so hit Andre up if you see that on his tag. Check, check, check. Next caller, please.
Hi, Cream.
Hi, Jasmine.
How are you?
I'm fine.
How are you? Sneaking up in the building and stuff like that.
Been here the whole time.
Hi, Rodney.
Hello, Jasmine. How are you?
fine. That caller sounded like a motherfucking idiot. First he said it was Tiny Chat and it was Yahoo, and somebody beefed him up to call in.
Goodbye, hi.
That's here we go again with people who are afraid to call in and express themselves and say what they have to say.
Right, and I purposely stayed up late, knowing I have to be to work, to get all the calls, whether good or bad, indifferent, to answer the questions and debate issues and things of that nature.
These calls are so late, honey. They work my nerves, honey.
Well, you know what? I'm actually personally being drained myself, though. I would not want to do it anymore either. What are we going to say? We say this every ball, every time. Say, hype it up. It goes like that. It don't start on top. Somebody's reading. This is the way it goes. We haven't found the solution. I wouldn't want to hear talk about it either.
Oh, Nicole, we're not reading Nicole. See, Nicole, the cast of Tens and Chops is reading. It's because nobody else had balls to get up here and say what the fuck they got to say. 347-385, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
Oh, what's up, Kelly? How are everybody doing tonight?
Hey.
Well, this is TJ Malone, first of all. How's everybody doing? I was just calling in to say, first of all, thank you, everybody, for coming to support our house ball. And I kind of wanted to comment on what everybody was saying. I mean, I understand that people were saying that, oh, we were downstairs. But from what I'm getting, a lot of people are saying we were downstairs, but people were telling us, don't go off what somebody's telling you. If you hear that the door is locked, you go check for yourself. So automatically, if anybody call up here or anybody in the chat or anybody say, oh, somebody told me that the doors weren't open, it shouldn't even matter. Because to me, if you didn't go check, then that's your fault. And the second thing is, I mean, we understand that the ball didn't start on time, but people really do need to start getting to the ball on time because it's like a double-edged sword. If you start the ball on time, then people are reading because they missed their category or because the ball started on time and nobody was there, and then the ball is considered late. When you start late to accommodate everybody, then the girls are reading because, oh, it didn't get to my category. Now, I understand people may have a problem with the order of categories as well, but on the same token, like just like Kelly, like you said, you know, you have prepared $600 for your category. Well, other people may have prepared that much for their category, too. So, either way, somebody would have felt, you know, you see what I'm saying, would have felt some sort of way. And then, just a comment on the Grand March. I mean, I understand how people feel, like, going to a ball and they wanting the Grand March to be cut out. But we, the House of Milan, overall, we've done a lot building up to this ball. You know, we've been kicking our money to get the trophy. We've been kicking our money to do everything. So, I kind of think it's unfair for people to say that we should have cut out our Grand March. Because at the end of the day, you know, we want some kind of recognition out of this school.
The sport cuts both ways. It's hard to say. It really is. It really is. Because I wouldn't say that I would have cut that. I didn't want to see that Grand March. No. No, I wouldn't have said that to a bunch of categories that probably would have drained me out. So the sword cuts both ways.
You know why I said cut out the Grand March? You know why I said cut out? This is why I said cut out the Grand March. I said cut out the Grand March. It was 1:15. You only did. Are you still there, Carla?
No, the caller's still there?
DJ? No, the caller's not there. We only have a few seconds. Everybody say goodnight. We're not going to continue this tomorrow. Tomorrow's What the Fuck Tuesdays. And Rodney?
Yes.
Talk to you later.
All right, baby.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Love you all. Practice safe sex. Wrap it up.